bottles, whatever it was, everything. It was right there on the side of going to Murfreesboro.
It's a Domino's now.
Yeah, it's a Domino's. Where all the fancy
empty
houses
bottles
are.
And cans.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It was so white trashy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like the way they portrayed it on that show
was every bit.
The trailer.
Yeah.
I saw it for years coming back and forth, and I was like, I wonder what it was. I saw it on Bar Rescue. I was like, I've got to go to that.
Yeah.
So I went there like a Saturday afternoon, or maybe it was I had a day off work, took a day off. I rode my motorcycle over there, and I drank a beer. And then when I wanted a second beer, the bartender had to get her to quit hula hooping so I could get a beer.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
I went there another time with some friends on like a Friday or Saturday night, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed.
They had a R2-D2 cooler in there, and I bought it off of them for $50.
Yeah, they
– like a big old – it was like, you know, the big – coolers,
like
whatever.
The Pepsi ones, kind
of the big ones.
Yeah. Oh no, you bought one of those.
Yeah,
what'd you do with it?
I still have it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's in storage. It was like 6 years ago. I was just sitting there, nobody was using. I said, "Hey, how much you want for that?" I'm like, "How much you want to give?" I'm like, $50. I'm like, "Yeah, we'll take you."
That's about the time they closed, about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
My brother, our brother here, Lee Huffer, is back on, everybody. From the Huffer Brothers, and we've got so much to talk about. You guys will definitely want to share this one. If you got some comments, this guy always, I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to pull it up. Hang on, baby.
That was nifty.
Yeah.
That was nifty.
I know.
You got to learn us.
I know. So
I didn't even know we were
You can
live.
Share. Yeah, you didn't know.
We're live now.
We played the theme. Yeah, we were playing the theme song.
I almost said something. I can't hear nothing in here.
That's probably good. I don't think he's muted.
Make sure it's...
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about. These microphones need to be...
I accidentally hit the button.
They're the same microphones 4 years that we had when we were doing the podcast. So for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, you would come on. You were a co-host.
Yeah.
You co-hosted for several episodes.
Yeah.
In the Tiny Cabin, when we were podcast.
Do y'all remember we made them cheesy pictures of like us sitting next to Jack Daniels?
It made the newspaper, guys. Yeah. It made the freaking Richburg Times, or the Moore County, whichever one, man.
Dude, I totally forgot about those pictures. It was us and Garrett.
We love you, Miss Bobo. We love you.
Garrett was always like the proper one.
I'm trying to. I bet if you could look that up, it was probably when it was the Big Ben. It was probably the Big Ben.
Yeah, it was.
Jason, have you ever seen it?
I don't know if I've seen that picture or not.
Like, it's the cheesiest.
Find that picture, please.
Jack Daniels. Let me see if I can find it.
Keep going down.
I'm gonna look in images and see if I can find it. Oh, if I put in Jack Daniels, it is.
That's gonna show whiskey bottles.
Yeah, it's not gonna. Well, see now if we get in the Big Ben show, see, that's a circus. Picture.
Type in Moore County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moore County.
I just seen it the other day.
I have not seen that picture.
The Moore County News.
Yeah.
There we go. Man, I don't know. It's got to be. It's on our Facebook. It's definitely.
Right there. That's it. Click it.
Moore County teacher.
We made the Herald Chronicle. What in the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
Look at us. Oh, my God.
Y'all superimposed like the most recognizable picture from back in the day.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Man, it looks. No, it does. If you look at that, look at Sophie, man. Look at the man. God bless her, man.
Have to get this picture.
Oh, yeah, you put your dog in
and
there.
And frame it. I'm going to put it at Cracker Barrel.
Please do that.
Just hang it up.
Just hang it up.
I didn't realize it back
Please
then.
Please let me know when you do that. I've got to go in there and see that.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't realize it, but it looks like Benji's sitting in that dude's lap. Dude, I forgot all about that picture.
It came up the other day on like a feed or something, and I just...
Man, we had a really...
Yeah.
2001.
Well, is it not March
21?
Yeah, man, 21. We are a day ahead of schedule. Yeah. Is that not crazy, man? That came out March 14th, 2021.
Go down. What did they even say?
The stars lined up and said, "Hey, you're gonna be on the Hanging in the Holler podcast."
Man, I know. That's cool. What is it? Gordon uses this platform to interview citizens of Moore County.
Right there. They even put Bradley in there.
Yeah, they put him.
Like Steph's name?
Stephanie Jarena. Oh, look, that was before we were even married.
Is that how you pronounce her name? Because I've always wondered, but I didn't want to ask.
Yeah, it's like Hispanic. Okay, yeah, Jarena. Yeah. A lot of people, Garina. That's what I thought it was at first. Remember the really bad, I love that picture of us. We were sitting on the couch, and remember you had the hairspray and the lighter?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what you were. Of course, Garrett was like the sexy sports dude tossing a football up. And
I was dressed up with I wore a Jacob Byram outfit that night. I wore like a kind of a shirt, kind of like this. Well, no, it was like a polyester Stetson thing with a two-piece jacket or some shit. Wait, I forgot. Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's explicit.
I don't want nobody calling.
We can do
that. He said a half word. Or he said a bad word.
No, man.
Facebook's always flags us for stuff anyway.
Yeah, we got
flagged last week for
Lee Gibson was on, and we decided it'd be cool if we let him start using our regular intro. Brought him in. He's playing one of his songs. It got flagged. They had to review it after we got done to make
for
sure
copyright.
That, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, and alcohol.
Well, we had it in cups. Mom, I don't drink.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but it said alcohol on there. I don't know how. Maybe they just pick up words that we say. I don't know what they. Yeah, it's weird.
You were Facebook saying alcohol sucks. You later. That's what you were saying. Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah. So do I need to pour this into this after I get done with
this? No, don't worry about it. Your hat's probably triggered them already.
That's more triggered than the beer. Some cowboy killers, you're like, oh my God, he's smoking.
Yeah.
Man, where do you get the Taco Bell man. I mean, that has to be you, dude. The Taco Bell. Where does this come from?
So the whole thing started. So we were playing a gig on Broadway. It was probably about 2 years ago. And I think I was wearing like an old beat up hat. I was just a Braves hat or something on stage. And this guy had a duffel bag full of hats. And he was like, hey, man, you should wear one of these hats. And the hat was a Taco Bell hat. So I'm like, it was badass because Taco Bell was my first job when I was 16. Mm. So we got to talking, we networked a little bit, and he actually owns a hat company in Houston. So we got to talking on Instagram, and so we got like a little partnership going. Like he's the guy that makes our hats for us now, and he sends me a box of random hats every month if I just shout him out on Instagram, Facebook, on all of our socials. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I got hats for you guys for our band.
Oh, man, yes.
Yeah. I rock the shit out of it right
now. Rock at it.
That's the way I do.
Sorry, Common John's hat.
Hey, man, I got y'all.
Give them a plug. So when are you going to be playing there? Yeah, we'll go ahead.
Y'all look sexy.
Hold on. Look at that.
Look, perfect fit. Oh. Look at that.
I'm going to beat the women off with sticks now.
Oh, yeah. Do I look even more like child molesterish?
I don't think you get more, just you're confirming it.
With the orange. That damn orange.
No, I'm
going to wear this. That's his call sign now.
I've worn this exact same outfit every Wednesday since we've started. Yeah,
there's people at home sitting right now. It's like, that poor guy.
He looks
can't afford
like
any other shirt.
Tell me that's not Forrest Gump when he's running across America.
I'm pretty tired now.
Yeah. Or Wayne's World or something.
Show
like
the
that.
People. That, man,
yeah, you look like Forrest Gump.
What's up, man?
Show the world. I ran for 4 years, 6 months.
And I kept running.
Yep.
And I just got, I don't know the song, I don't know the movie.
I meant to get y'all,
I love this, man. Yeah. I absolutely love this. So same dude makes this? Or you
yeah,
got this?
The guy that gave me the Taco Bell hat. And so the whole like beach photo shoot thing with me wearing the Taco Bell.
Sexy,
like,
man. Man, we got so many.
It was
awesome.
Matching swimming trunks and matching shirt. I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna go down there, we were talking about making like a double shot calendar.
Yeah,
because we were still called double shot then.
Ooh, that would be bad.
And I was like, let's just do something funny.
Yeah,
for content.
Yeah.
So I bought that on Facebook, the swim trunks and all that, and then it just, I don't know. I was wearing it all. I was getting compliments left and right. Everybody was loving it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, dude. That's freaking the Taco Bell. I love the Taco Bell. It's like the old school logo and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 90s
feel. It's when it still had the dog that was dropped the chalupa.
Yeah. What made it better if you had a good old GSB in your hand, that grill stuffed burrito.
Yeah. or a you got a nickname for Choco.
Yeah, I like your the pants area. I got a little appropriate, but you know, I mean,
it happens, you know.
So I didn't know
it that, got a lot of hearts on our when we when Tyler posted it.
I didn't know that that was there.
Mainly until, by
no, dude, no, come
so,
on,
no, no, come listen. On, Lee. So when I posted it like a year ago, whenever I like first done it, I didn't realize it until people started commenting on it. Like, what about that fourth slide where I was just standing like this? I was like, what are they talking about? I look down there and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I've had a Drake moment polishing the Apollo 12. We're going to get flagged for that one.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Oh, man, it'll be good. It's fine.
But no, I didn't realize it was there. I mean, it ain't like that noticeable, is it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't gaze.
Can you?
Yeah. Hang on.
I mean, I have before, but I don't.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can pull.
You probably
it
could
up.
Go back to Facebook on another.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Here, hang on. Let me. Yeah. Let me see if I can do that.
But yeah, while you're doing that, I'm gonna go ahead and tell them about Common John.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So we're playing at Common John from 5 to 8 this Saturday. Yeah, you see, you like that. I didn't realize that.
You literally got big balls.
Yeah. Somebody says no balls yet. Yeah, bullshit.
did you like my intro for you,
dude? That was good.
I thought that was a great intro.
I felt like LeBron James coming back to Cleveland.
Now you just gotta win that championship.
Yeah, I know, man. From the day we go to the Grand Ole Opry, that's whenever I'll be like, yo.
Is that like the goal?
Yeah, I think that's every artist's dream is to play the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
So like, there's guys that's in our band that's played with other artists at the Grand Ole Opry. It's easier for like a guitar player, a drummer, or a bass player to go play the Opry with somebody, but it's hard to be like the main act to go play.
To go up there.
So, like, I mean, it's definitely on the bucket list.
Well, there's something very prestige, not just prestige, but like almost mythical about playing the opera. Not just a country artist. There's like rock and hip hop that, you know, they have toned down their show or whatever just so they can play in the opera.
Yeah.
It's one of the, right. It's like getting to Madison Square Garden. You know, you've made it once you hit the garden.
Yep.
But playing the opera, there's people that's played all over the world that will, like I said, tone down their show, maybe do an acoustic set or something.
Yeah.
Just to play the opera. I mean, that's even though you're not on the Grand Ole Opry, you're playing the opera stage.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's like the mecca as far as playing. Like, every country music artist's dream is to do that.
So you've gone through some name changes. Will you go back to Double Shot? You said that. It's the Huffer Brothers now. Yeah. I love that. Are you guys going to keep that on here out?
That's the goal now, because when we were Double Shot all them years ago, it was me and Andy and then Patrick and Nathan Frame. They're twins too.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking, like, and back then I didn't realize that it would turn into what it is now. I just thought we'd be just a little local cover band for the rest of our lives. I'm like, what do you call two sets of twins from Lynchburg? So we came up with the name Double Shot. And then so we ended up getting a manager in August. And he saw us play, and we talked to him, and he discussed his ideas and our ideas, and we kind of found some common ground. And part of the deal was a name change, because we looked on the URL for Double Shot. There are so many Double Shot bands out there that we didn't want to get in trouble, get sued by some other band for using their name. So we had about 5 different names on the drawing board, and the one we all liked the best was Huffer Brothers.
Huffer Brothers, I like that.
Yeah, because like you typed it in one time on the URL, it was good. Now there's a Huffer Bros weed shop in California.
Y'all could do a collaboration.
Yeah, yeah. So we.
You sing a song about them, they give you free weed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm. You know what?
Whatever.
Especially in California, it's. It's like a vitamin out there.
Or y'all can meet in the middle at Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Colorado, again, it's weed is a vitamin out there.
It is. It is. I would talk more about it, but I'm sitting next to a cop, so.
Where?
But so we got Monica Shipley. What's up?
Monica. Oh, hell. I saw her Monday night playing poker.
Yeah, really?
So what's all the venue you've played so far? Because you're pretty much in Nashville right now.
Yeah, well, so we just got back. We played in South Carolina last weekend. South Carolina and North Carolina.
Dang, for real.
Yeah, we played over there. We played a few college campuses.
You ever played Charleston?
No.
If you wind up playing Charleston, I'll drive you over there because I just like that place. Oh, yeah. Charleston's freaking Charleston. Awesome.
Yeah, we talked about Charleston.
Yeah, we did.
I knew somehow yeah. we'd get brought back to that.
Wait.
Is that not
Charleston?
Crazy?
That happened to be the
old lady Scroggin incident?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about how do I put this?
You know what I'm at?
The cat bar?
Yeah. We showed that, yeah. Dude, Didn't I ever show y'all online?
Yeah, because you were telling us about it, and when Julie and I went, she wanted to go, but they were charging to get in. I'm like, I'm not paying money to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew we'd somehow get brought back to the cat bar.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, the pounce.
Pounce cat.
Yeah, Julie wanted to go, like, I'm not paying money for a cat to rub on me.
I can't believe you have to. Yeah, look at this, dude.
What would be great is if they pulled it up and there's a picture of Benji just holding the cat.
Yeah, dude.
In his suit and tie, because you know you said
dude, I will never forget that. It seems like it always got brought up every time we were on the podcast.
Dude, Charleston's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's historic. It, dude. Yeah, they don't have the couches anymore. They don't have.
Do you like history? Anymore.
Yeah,
Charleston's one of the places you need to
beautiful,
hit.
Beautiful, oh, Lord, place.
Need to hit up.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
place.
They kept requesting
great
that.
Food too.
Emily Carroll, what's up?
That's my mama.
Yep, you comment. You got a comment, or you definitely share this show. So let me talk about what's going on and popping. The music video, man. Yeah. You guys just come out with that, and it was freaking amazing, man. So where to even freaking start, you know, with that? Whose idea was it to get that going?
So whenever we decided to sign with that management company, it's called 518 Management, and they part of the deal was the guy would help provide a music video and a new sound for the song. So we sat down. We went to this place called, Mama's Doom or something like that in Nashville. It's a little hipster bar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we went in there and as we sat down, we were talking about what song we wanted to do first. And I wanted to do one of Andy's songs, and Andy wanted to do one of my songs. So we came to Bottled Up and Jack, and we sat down with the guy who does the directing and all that. His name is Ben Oakes. He's a really great director. He come from California. He came here during COVID. So he said, I'm moving to Nashville, because Nashville was kind of opening back up before anything out there was. So the idea, we were talking about, like, how do we want to do this? So we came to the idea, like, we just want to drink a lot of Jack Daniels in this video. We wanted to do it at Daddy Billy's because that was the place where I got the first idea for the song. Because I was going through my first breakup outside of high school, and you know me, I thought it was the end of the world.
Oh yeah, man.
And my buddy came up to me. He was like, "Do you want to talk about your feelings?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." He's like, "It's not good to keep your feelings bottled up." And I was drinking a Jack and Coke, and I said, "I'm gonna keep my feelings bottled up right here in this Jack Daniels." And then I was like, something clicked. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a song. So me and Ken Fly over here at the barbecue caboose, we sat down in his garage.
We were just talking about it. Yeah.
We sat down for about 4 hours in his little area. We wrote that song. He wanted to be more of like a bluegrass song.
So that's Ken's style.
Yeah. So then me and my brother and then the rest of his grandkids, we sat down whenever we were all a band together, and we finished it and made it to what it is now. And we said we want to pay homage to Daddy Billy's because that was a place where we wrote it. And we wanted to go back to Moore County High School because I ain't been there in years.
How did you pull that off in the video?
How
did you?
So Andy was texting Coach Dill. Mr. Deal now, and he asked him,
"What's up, Andy? Andy's over there."
Oh no, Dad's
mother's
on. Mother's ruin, yeah, not mother's doom.
Close. Synonyms, same thing.
But Coach Deal, Andy got permission from him. We just had to be there like after hours. So the day was, we got to Moore County High School about 3:30. We got done about 6:30, And then we left there and we went to Ray's Paint and Body in Shelbyville and shot the scene where I was the mechanic.
Freaking amazing, too. Yeah.
And then the next day we filmed the scene where we were at the farm. And then later on that day is when we did the scene. We did. We were shooting the part for Daddy Billy's. Dude, I'm telling you, that was a hectic time doing the music video.
So the Daddy Billy's scene, yeah, because that play, they knew you guys were. I'm trying to get the.
I think it's just the.
That's just the audio. Yeah. I'm trying to just
type it up right here and search, and should.
That's because you guys were actually playing that night.
Yeah, we had a show for real. That night too. Yeah.
Daddy Billy's can get crazy.
Yeah, it can get a little wild sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Can y'all hear it in y'all's? Because I can't hear
No. Yeah, it's muted because it'll just go through everyone's sound. Hey,
is that okay. Bartender Daddy Billy's for real? I've never seen her up there before.
No, that.
Yeah, so let's talk about these actors because that ain't no way that's a teacher at Moore County either, man.
No.
That ain't no way. So tell. Yeah.
So that is Lisa. She is also from California.
All California people. Yeah.
So she is a professional line dancer. That is her job.
Wow.
She is a line dancer.
So why does he look like he's about to, like he's already disappointed in you about something?
That's just Andy's look at me no matter what.
So what was the choice with the, we're just going to break this whole music video down. So
let's do it.
What was the choice with the Oilers hat? Okay. What was that one?
It's a throwback.
Yeah, man. So that was, you know, I was talking to my guy from, it's called Good Boy Hats, where I get my hats from. And
wanting you to rep that one?
Well, I told him, I said, hey, man. You know, we're doing this thing together. I'd love to have your opinion on what hats I should wear. He told me he liked the Oilers hats because they were kind of symmetrical. Because I was wearing that one, I was wearing a black one too toward the end of the show. And then the camouflage Waffle House hat and all that. I picked some out and then he picked some other ones out.
It definitely stands out with the black that you have on too.
So a crazy story behind that shirt. So. We got fan mail that day from these people from Orlando that watched us in Nashville. And part of that, the like little care package box they sent us was that black shirt. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear this shirt and just show some love to them.
Man.
Plus, it gives me like Rip Wheeler vibes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right here. Rip my pants.
What is that? What kind of drink? What are you drinking?
Is that actual liquor? Or is that a...
So, right there, it's not. But in the mechanic shop scene, it is real. Because that is separate from the day. We did 2 days shooting the video. That right there is sweet tea. So, Andy does not drink.
Good catch.
Andy
good
does catch, not though. Drink at all. Like Andy quit drinking cold turkey. So, that's why he didn't want to show anybody that he was doing a shot. But then our director, because there's another scene where we all three of us do a shot together, and the director said, we got to have at least one of you doing it, like both all of y'all doing the shot for one scene. So Andy didn't really feel comfortable doing that, but he went ahead and did it anyway. But Andy just, he does not drink. He don't want to give off he don't want to give off the vibe, because if you play the video, he does not take the shot right here.
Yeah.
So, but I do, because I mean, I don't care.
All right, Camaro, this has got to be like a, what, 70, do you know what?
Mom, it's about a 78, be about a 77.
Yeah.
It's after the split bumper phase.
Man, this is freaking, is this really in the shop, or did they bring this in?
Everything you see there is how we found it. It's authentic.
That's freaking sweet.
There's no props or
now
anything.
Now, so what are you doing here, man? What are you working on in the car?
So, dude,
working on getting that blonde, looks like.
Look at that. All right, so tell us about this one. All right, so going. Yeah.
So in the video, this is Allison.
Okay.
Allison Hyatt. I forgot where she's from. Real sweet girl. So she plays my girlfriend in this video.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So her character is, she's supposed to come into my work and take money from me, because that's, you know, it's what typical relationships go like. The women always want the money. If that offends anybody, I'm not sorry.
No, man. You see it all the time. Husbands.
Now the bartender's working on something too.
Yeah, so she's
awesome. Let me get her number.
She's kind of like my best friend in the video. Like, she knows that my wife or girlfriend's a bitch. And
oh, okay. So this is the problem. Okay, so now
so we got to be a bitch, right?
Yeah. I like this. So we've named the characters. We got the characters down. Yeah. And then so now the problem. Here's the problem developing right here.
Yeah, the problem. You're about to see the problem.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
she's wanting that
so
money.
So that's our manager in real life.
Oh, yeah. He thinks he can just walk up on it and get it.
Yeah,
Well, if you keep watching the video,
it does not end well, bro.
I'll show you my favorite part of the video here in a minute.
Yeah. So look, Lisa, she sees it. She's like, "Oh, this sloot bag.
Yeah. Oh, sloot bag.
Yeah, yeah."
Ooh, she got those eyes too. Yeah.
So we're over here. She takes my money.
Takes the money.
So she comes up, hands me a bottle. That's real Jack Daniels. So whenever we
here, you got to take the label off.
Yeah, we had to for copyright.
Yeah, right.
We know about copyright.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's a bottle of Jim Dandy's.
Yeah. So in that video right there, that bottle of Jack, that's like real Jack Daniels because we had tea there, but it didn't look enough like Jack. So
it's hard to get that color sometimes.
As many of the amount of takes that we had to do for that, the bottle was probably just, like 3/4 full. And that was me. There was supposed to be a scene of me drinking it there. So I just kept doing shot after shot. By the time we got done with that, I was
pouring it out.
I was blasted.
And you thought she was really your girlfriend then?
Yeah. We kept it professional, but.
Not too much ass grabbing, you know what I'm saying?
They're all great people, and there was no shenanigans.
Well, yeah.
I did dig the wall.
Straight up.
This is my his face, just the...
No, look, so the eviction notice on the RV, you know how bad your life has got to be if you got an eviction notice on an RV?
Yeah, that's pretty...
You're not evicting me from an RV, I'll drive that shit away.
Like, you know how
you
bad...
You have to find it.
That's a terrible day right there.
I think I'll keep going right here. Favorite part of the video. I'm going to keep going.
I'm just like, whatever. It was hard playing myself, you know? Hey, hold on. We'll go back real quick. Like 5 seconds. Yeah, when I'm like, walking, it's positive. Yeah, so that is real. That is a real Sonic cup, and that is real Girl Scout cookies.
Thin Mints.
Yeah, those are the Thin Mints, yeah. So they were in my RV. They were like, do you want to leave this for the shot? And I was like, yeah.
I'm more of a
Samoa. Gives me that white trash vibe.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Samoa guy. But.
Okay, well, I love Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So I walk in, I find her there.
Oh, man, this is like trapped in the closet stuff right here.
I'll be honest with you. She looks like she smells her own farts.
So in real life, the guy who played my boss that's our manager now.
Oh, like
that's our real deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah. So he wanted to be in the video, and so we're like, yeah, let's do it. I think he just really wanted to get a free ass grab.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Now she's back. Like, she works so hard.
She does. Dude, hope you paid her well. She's a hardworking lady.
Well,
she's a mechanic. She's a bartender.
Yeah.
She's
fixing cars, slinging drinks.
Like, no shit.
She's the best friend. And at the end of the video, you'll see she's a flyer. She hands out flyers for us.
Was this at your farm?
Yeah. So that's actually out on 129. That's our family farm right there. Yeah, I was actually out there yesterday doing some work.
Here we go. So he ain't going to take it. All right, yeah. He just walked. Ooh, that was smooth, too. Yeah, he just kind of.
That sweet tea went down pretty hard, you know.
Yeah. All right, so here we are.
There's Andy in his Ghostbusters outfit.
So the school here, like, I didn't recognize it because I haven't been in that school since probably 2009.
It's new, yeah.
Yeah, it's brand. Coach Deal took us on, like, a tour.
When's the last time you've been in there?
I went there, it was probably about 3 years ago when Moore County played Huntland at the basketball game. I just went into the gym. But I hadn't been in the school. Like, Coach Deal took us on a full tour. And I was like, man, I saw there's a couch sitting at the end of the hallway. I'm like, dude, I'm glad that wasn't there. We were there. I'd be passed out on that thing all day.
Yeah, man. So he's a janitor.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with the story.
Yeah, so
I
actually didn't work with her much. So while this was going on, I was in the background flipping Andy off, like messing with him. So I don't remember her name. But she's one other actress. All the people in this video, except the people at the show, are actors like, and actresses.
California.
Well, I don't think she's from California. She might be from somewhere else, but
not a real teacher at Moore County. Though.
No. Okay. No.
Okay. All right.
That we know of.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I was setting you up, man. Come on, I was setting you up. It's all right. It's cool. I got you, brother. I was going back to the old days. You know what I'm saying?
No disrespect to the teachers in Moore County here.
Yeah, it's good.
Are those his real old man glasses?
Yes.
I like those.
Andy decided to get prescriptions, as he calls them.
Prescriptions.
That's what he calls them.
Yeah. He's like 92 years old.
Yeah, he calls them his prescriptions, and so.
Look at this. If only everybody could see this.
He wants to look like my dad, is what it is. He wants to look like Tommy Huffer. That's what it is.
He looks older. He really does. With the Ghostbuster outfit, the caterpillar hat, the glasses. That he's like, hey, fellas, get off the damn lawn.
I just mopped that.
Look at
right. No chance.
No.
He's throwing his chance. All right, yeah.
She's actually married in real life. I do remember that
part. I got you. Oh, okay. So what's he handing? Is this chocolate?
Those are like cookies.
Yeah,
cookies.
I think those are chocolates.
Okay.
Here comes Coach Mullet. So that guy right there, that's Ben. He's actually the director of the video.
Okay.
Yeah, and then these two on this guy over here, that's Jack or John. I forget. He's the camera guy. And then I forgot the girl's name over here. But like they're all like setup crew and camera crew.
Gotcha.
They were just playing this scene right here while the other camera guy was filming.
Some mullet man's in here. He's thinking he's the boss. Okay.
Oh, they were good chocolates.
Man. Yeah, those are. Yeah, those are what they were. They're good.
I mean, she made a mistake right there.
Yeah.
Will you go out with me? Yes.
It's no.
Oh, he was going to.
He went straight up third grade.
Yeah. Yeah. He went out George Strait. Check yes or no.
Or maybe.
Had to make maybe to make it more.
You remember being in that third grade, sending girls a note? There was like a huge box for the yes.
Yeah.
The maybe was okay. So they had to find that no one, man.
Yeah.
It was searching all over the place. Like, it's on there. I promise you. He looks like a peeping Tom.
Oh, man.
He looks like an old man peeping Tom. Look at him. Andy, you look like an old creeper now. You look like a 90-year-old guy. He's like, look at these two young whippersnappers.
It's just young love.
Seriously.
The janitor on Three's Company watching. Come and knock on her door. Yeah, that was a little excessive for me right there. The whole, like.
I thought they should have gone further.
What did Andy say about it?
Well,
because I know, yeah. What was his take?
Andy
on
was
it?
Kind of, we were kind of on the same page. Mm-hmm. We're like, so the first we did three different cuts of this music video to what we got it to what that was the final product. There was actually a scene where them two are kissing in the classroom, and like she takes her shirt off, starts waving in there, and he's throwing ones on her.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't think the people at Moore County's Board of Education would like it if we had that in there.
We'll keep that, and we'll keep it in the safe spot, on my USB drive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have it on my phone.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, yeah. You're
the creeper.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on about a group email thing, and he sent us that, and we're like, yeah, we need to cut this out, add this.
So he's giving up, yeah. He's out. Janitor's out now.
So now we're at the bar.
Glasses are taken. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, he did the shot then.
Yeah, see, that's what the director said. We got to have all y'all do a shot. And Andy was.
Oh, man, she's taking care of you, man.
There's my mom.
Oh, yeah.
There's mom, and then that's my buddy Luke Dixon from Shelbyville.
Oh, cool, man.
So this guy right here, that's David Moran. He was actually the guy running sound for us that night.
So did people know that you guys were filming and everything that night?
So was it
hard to keep people off the camera when you were doing like specific cuts like this?
No. So our manager got on the microphone and told everybody beforehand. He's like, hey, we got camera crew running around. Just act natural. Be yourself.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
And he told everybody, he said, as soon as you walk through the door, that's your agreement to your release, be released onto the video. So like there was no like contracts or anything, but you walked in the door, you were part of the video.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a, yeah. Oh, man, yeah, it's coming together, man.
Yeah, Lisa's awesome. She's very down to earth too.
I should have put the subtitles.
Wait. Is this for scriptures? Yeah. Self tanning?
Yes.
He's so old.
Yeah, they're self tanning.
It was like, I don't want to hurt my eyes.
Yeah. That's Andy.
I love them, though.
Andy's an old man.
They are freaking bad. Yeah, they're bad, man. All right, so here we go.
These are just that, people at the bar.
Go back, go back, go back. Is that Crystal?
Oh, great. I know that was Andrea right there.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And that's Chris Logan.
Oh.
Chris Logan wanted to make sure that he was in the video. Yeah.
Dancing his ass off.
So there was a part on one of the takes where me and Andy are up on the bar, and Chris got up there with us. And our manager didn't like that. He said, if we're going to put him on the bar, it just needs to be the boys, not the other guy. And I'm like, damn, that would have been cool to have Chris up there, but I feel like I'm going to be quiet. So we're doing good. I got you.
Yeah.
Roll the tape.
For the video purposes. Yeah.
I'm getting better at stopping myself now.
No, you're good. Hey.
Actually, hold on. Go back 10, like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Those two girls up at the front.
Tell me when.
Right there.
Here. Okay.
Yeah, so they're on our label too. They're called Landry. The girls in the red's name is Landon, and the one in the blue is Aubrey. They're the newest addition to our 5118 management group. So they actually opened up for us that night.
Who's that little lot?
Who is it? Oh, that's the dude at the Promised Manor.
I know, but does it not look like Sexy Rexy from a distance?
Rex was there. Rex was at the top. I believe it. Rex was at the top.
Oh, heck yeah.
I've seen his little VIP.
Yeah. And he's up there. This is Russell Barnett up here.
Oh, it's Tippy. That was Tippy.
Yeah, Tippy. Yeah.
There, that's Tippy.
Tippy's the guy he's doing that right there. That was probably my favorite part of the video.
I can't think of the old dude's name, but I talked to him.
That's Mr. Husky.
Yes.
Yep.
Always at London's or Daddy Billy's.
Yeah, and so. Usually Daddy Billy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like all the people sitting over, you can kind of see my granny at some point. Yeah, when we were walking off right there, he wanted me to do like the Breakfast Club thing.
Oh,
I like that, man. That's freaking.
But yeah, so as far as our first music video, I was happy with it.
That was freaking. I like the judge in that.
Oh yeah, so
he didn't make the reel, but what
the guy offers us. He offered us a package, so he videoed us 3 videos for TikTok. He behind the scenes videos, and then he gave us 2 trailers for it, and so Forrest was on the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that was freaking hilarious.
What comments do we have now?
Andy don't like it when people call him old for some reason.
Oh God, what's Chaney?
That's what I'm assuming.
What did Chaney say?
I'm not going to name her, but we had a teacher at Moore County hotter than that.
See, that's where I was going with that, but I was going to be quiet.
I got yeah.
I was going to be quiet.
You're professional now.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, we can mute. Hey, you want to mute real quick?
All right, we're muting people so we can spill gossip.
Hang on.
You're back on air.
I'm waiting on something.
I'm like, yeah, we heard.
Hey, bro.
Hey,
that wasn't
muted. She was a very pretty teacher.
Yeah.
I seen one of my teachers with no clothes on at Bonnaroo after I graduated.
Oh, dude.
Right on.
I can't say. Yeah.
At least had some really good moments.
I've had some fun, per se.
You still have that van?
No, I do not. I upgraded.
The stabbing wagon?
I remember you had like the PlayStation in it. Like, yeah. It was like the PS2 or something.
No, I had the PS4 in it.
Man, I'll never forget. I was so jealous of you, man. You know, I had the tiny cabin and thought I had it made, and then I saw that, and I was like, he rolls up in this rake wagon.
And
I was like, this mofo always outdoes me.
I upgraded. So the RV in that video is actually my RV. The one in the music video?
Yeah, that's yours.
Do you live in it?
Did you drive it? Did you drive? So no, you drove the truck.
So you're now Captain Stabbing. All right.
Captain Stabbing. I like that. Yeah.
Like I get on TikTok and I see all these sweet RVs I want to buy.
Dude, yeah, they're nice, man. You can just go anywhere with it. I take it up to Nashville sometimes to stay at the KOA up there and for the weekends. Beats driving back in.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he get an Uber to the bar or something?
Well, no, I'll get Andy to drive his Prius. He'll come pick me up.
He's got a Prius.
He's an old man. So, look.
Jesus Christ.
Come on. Andy, get some Geritol and get to rocking, dude.
When we first started playing in Nashville, Andy, this was like right when Joe Biden became president. Andy said, gas prices are going to go up. I might as well get a car right now. So when he got the Prius.
Amen.
It may not be the panty dropper, but it's the gas saver.
Oh, yeah. Hey, then.
Do you remember that morning I pulled you over?
Dude, yeah. I was on my way to UPS. It's like, I was already late because I had to.
No. No.
I was already late, so I'm hauling ass to get to work. And I blue lights come behind me. I'm like, son of a gun. And
this was like 5 in the morning because I was on night shift. It was early. And I remember I had a trainee riding with me who was like wanting to write a ticket.
So bad, huh?
I get up to the car and Lee's like,
I was in Andy's Prius.
Yeah. He was like, I'm sorry. And I said, son of a bitch.
Yeah. He's like, he walked away and then he came back. He's like, you got insurance, right? I'm like, yeah. Then he walked back. He's like, all right, you're good. Go on. I was like, yes.
Had to make some sort of appearance. This train.
I don't remember who.
But what do you think about people when they're like a Prius when you're about to pull somebody over? I mean, it's not like
I wasn't expecting a guy with a mullet and
it's gonna be trucker ass. some guy with a tight shirt, tight jeans, and avocado.
He's gonna hand me his lawyer's.
Avocado toast ain't bad.
It's not. It is not.
No, it's good.
I'm not saying it's my first choice, but it ain't my last.
Avocado bacon toast.
You put bacon on it. Come on, man.
You put bacon on anything.
I put bacon in whiskey.
You know what's really good?
Good Bloody Mary sounds good.
Oh, dude. Man, I make a Bloody Mary. If I make it to the T, got my Bloody Mary mix. I got a spicy snap pea. Spicy. A pickled okra. Bacon that I cooked a little bit hard so it stays crispy, then 4 shrimp skewered laid over the top.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
With
Tito's vodka. I don't mess around with old bullshit.
Yeah, Tito's is good.
I'll bring some in next week. I don't give a damn. We'll make them here.
Yeah, Tito's is good.
does sound appetizing.
Man, I came the wrong week.
Hey, and my father-in-law will be here next week.
Yeah, he like breakfast for dinner? Because that's what we'll do.
Hey, man, you can't beat a good Bloody Mary.
No.
Where are you? What? Yeah. What?
London's got a good Bloody Mary.
I never had that.
No, they used to.
My ex made a pretty good Bloody Mary. I'm sorry.
Hey, do you play? Do you play? You can't play at London's though, can you?
Well, so
what happened? What happened with the setup that they had on the side over there? Dude, they don't ever use that anymore.
I've been to London's three times since the baby's been born.
During COVID, they opened that up so they could have more people there, and they didn't get the
permits from the city.
Yeah, permits from the city, so they had to shut that down.
Yeah, because I was there one night when y'all played.
Look, you're looking over here like you can't say something.
No, I'm getting my... Can I drink this on here?
Yeah, sure. Man, you just held it up, so it don't matter. We're going to
We're going
to save this video as soon as we get out, so Facebook don't take it down yet.
Okay, cool.
We need to get on Rumble,
Mark,
though. We need to get on Rumble.
The Lizard Man Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
He's after us.
He's watching
I saw that post.
I used to challenge him to a fight, then he's like a blue belt in jiu-jitsu now.
Yeah,
so.
No, he's going to he'll kill me.
Now I'm going to use a stick.
So I troll him a lot. I don't know how I still have a Facebook. So I get on Facebook, and anytime he does martial arts videos, I get on there and like report them as offensive.
Violence.
And as soon as I click it, they're like, no, it's not against community standards. He's okay.
I mean, when you own the company, you kind of
do what you want.
They can't report.
I'm coming for you, Mark.
They can't report him. Man, what do y'all think about the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson Netflix going on?
So
did y'all watch the Puerto Rican when he said he was Puerto Rican?
Who said he's Puerto Rican?
Jake Paul, because he has a house there. So, and then when they called him out, he said from Puerto Rico.
I legitimately think Jake Paul could probably box some a good boxer, but he won't. I don't know why.
Because have to test yourself.
Yeah. So I mean, why?
To his credit, he knows how to market. He knows how to make money. But if he gets in there with a legit fighter,
it's going
to
be.
And he's fought some legit.
Yeah.
but a legit boxer.
Yeah.
It's going, if you've seen videos of Tyson, that dude's, he'll be 58, 59 years old. That dude still is
But that money, that money talks, though. Yeah. You think Tyson's just going to take the fall then?
They're going to come to a draw. Tyson's going to get a big paycheck.
Yeah. Both of them are going to get, $50 million, something crazy.
I mean, I don't blame him.
No. I mean, why would you want to fight this little twerp over here, get paid $500,000 when you could fight Tyson and make $50 million?
Yeah.
If it's free, I'll watch it. I'm not going
to
pay for it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on Netflix. Would you take a punch from Tyson for $1 million?
He'd back in the head. He'd catch my ass. That dude can still throw hands, man.
Yeah.
He can still throw hands.
Did you see the video of him?
And he's so fast still.
Yeah, he's just like doing
and all if you
that.
Watch, he's still got the hip and the leg and the feet motion. Where like most people his age are just throwing arms and maybe their shoulder.
Yeah.
But he's done it for so long. You watch his legs. It starts where it's supposed to, right at the toes, and it's coming up and explodes right through the damn hips, and he is just laying lumber to someone.
Yeah.
I mean, for $50 million, yeah, I'd take a punch. Because if he knocks you out, you don't feel the knockout.
No.
You may feel it the next couple of days, but a knockout, you don't feel. That's your brain saying, nope, no too much.
Yeah, go to sleep.
And you know what? I've passed out many times before.
Yeah. But didn't get paid for it.
Yes, I paid for that ride.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're good now.
Sit at a bar for 14 straight hours, you'll eventually pass out.
Yeah, right.
So, bars, where are you going to play at? Where's your next stop? Where is the Hooper Brothers' next stop at?
Friday night, we're at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge on Broadway.
Ooh, man. So, how long have you been playing there?
So, it was right around the time. It was probably about a month after we started doing the podcast.
It was probably
right around there.
How'd you get hooked up with that?
So it was like right after COVID. You know, a bunch of the bands on Broadway quit playing down there because COVID shut them down, and people were leaving Broadway to go work at Amazon. They realized, hey, I can make more money doing this at Amazon than they can on Broadway. So they left there, and me and Andy, or the booking guy, put a thing on Facebook, and Andy saw it. He messaged the guy, said, hey, we're looking for work. He said, come up to Tootsie's 2 to 6 on Saturday, and we'll get you hooked up. And it's been a roller coaster ride ever since.
My wife got kicked out of there one time.
Dude, a lot of people have been kicked out of there.
So
I've never been in there.
It was her 21st birthday. She actually got on stage and started singing with the band. And they
was she supposed to?
No.
Okay. What's the craziest crap you've ever seen in there, dude?
Oh, man. So, I got a few stories. Like, how long are we supposed to be on here?
Man, we'll just keep
because
going. I told my wife it's going to be a long one, so.
So, there was one night, the Phoenix Coyotes came in. They just got done playing the Predators.
Doggy team, yeah.
Yeah.
Golly, they suck. I hate the Coyotes.
They came in. I love those guys. I'm actually a friend with a few of them on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's freaking sweet, dude.
Liam O'Brien is my dude. Like, we talk every time they're in town. He'll message our band page, hey, where y'all playing at? And they'll come find us.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
So, those guys are amazing. It's going to be a high-paying gig whenever they come, because we were sitting at Tootsie's one night playing 10 to close, and we see these big guys sitting in VIP. And the VIP area at Tootsie's on the first floor is not a big area. It's probably, like, back here to the bar area, like, right here. That's how big it is. Imagine about 30 big hockey players in there. So, and the stage is, like, so this is the VIP area. The stage is over there, probably, like, where that table is. That's how close it is. So they come in, and I'm, like, terrified, because usually me and Andy, we're usually the biggest dudes in the bar. And these guys are humongous.
They're different. Professional athletes are different.
And they are mean. But, like, they were nice. They're like big teddy bears. So they came in, and they wanted to hear, you know, your basic Broadway songs. But every song, they paid for it. They gave us $100 every song they requested. So from about 10 o'clock, or no, from about 11 o'clock to about 3 a.m., because they stayed longer than they were supposed to. We were getting $100 per song. So I'm thinking, what's the shortest song we could play? you have not lived until a big Russian guy walks up to you with a $100 bill. He's about 7 foot tall with a $100 bill. I want to hear Wagon Wheel. And you're like, I hate that song.
You're on the stage looking eye to eye with him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yes, sir. I'll play the shit out of it for you. Yeah, but those guys were cool.
That's awesome.
A few of them followed us on Instagram, and we talked to them. It's like right after that, like half the team got traded. The only one that stayed was Liam, so we talked to him. But now probably
that's cool. He's still there.
The single handedly most insane night was when John Daly showed up.
I was about
up.
To ask about.
Yeah, man.
My
so
favorite golfer in the world.
That's freaking sweet. Did you know this guy was coming?
No, I didn't. Well, the second time we met him, yeah, but the first.
Oh, so you met him twice.
Yeah.
So what was the first time like?
He hangs out in Nashville a lot, right?
Yeah, he has a place in Nashville.
Yeah, what was the first time?
The first time we were playing at Honky Tonk Central. It was on a random Sunday. We were playing 10 to close on a Sunday night. We never play Sundays. So he walks in, and I'm like, I'd look at Andy, I'm like, Andy, that's that golfer guy, ain't it? The one that wears the crazy clothes. He's like, yeah, I forget his name. I was like, oh, that's John Daly. That's right. So we're talking, and he goes back to his table, and then I'm walking around with the tip bucket, and he like grabs me. He's like, hey, mother, like, I want to sing Dixieland a lot with y'all. So I'm like, sure. And he was like, how much is it? And I said, you don't got to pay me anything. Gave me $300. Said, let's go do it right now, motherfucker. So I hope I don't. Ah, fuck it.
Sometimes you just got to say it.
It's part of the story. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't say it. He did.
Yeah.
So, he did. Yes.
You're quoting
the second. Fuck it. No, it was all you. Though. Yeah.
So he comes onto the stage and he sings Dixieland a lot with us, and like he put right before I started playing the fiddle, he put his arm around me. He's like, I got on the microphone. Look, y'all, I think I found one of my long lost children out here. And I was like, yeah, I'm more similar to him than I am my dad. Me and my dad look alike, but me and John Daly act kind of the same.
Yeah.
There you go. So is he as cool as a person?
Dude, he's one of the nicest celebrities we met. He was down to earth. He wasn't cocky about anything. He tipped us well.
The second time y'all met him, did he remember you?
Yeah, yeah, he was
really?
Like, yeah, he walked on the stage and he put his arm around. Well, he looked at us. He's like, my boys, and I was like, what's up, John? We were hanging. I was in the VIP area talking to him. We were just hanging out for a minute, and he's like, you know any Bob Dylan? I was like, yeah, let's go do it right now. And then
Bob Dylan.
So the way the VIP is, we were playing upstairs at Tootsie's. The way the VIP is up there, it's like I'm the drummer right here. And the VIP area wall is right behind the drummer. He's sitting behind the drummer, pulls out a stack of $100 bills and just starts, let's go do some Bob Dylan. As he's talking, he's making throwing one after one after one. So we're like, all right, let's. He probably threw $1,000 out right there. So he got out. So the people that were already in VIP, they paid me and Andy $200 a piece for each band member to take our shirts off. So,
ooh, the rest of the crowd paid you a bunch of money to put it back home.
Well, that only happened once. So, we had our shirts off, and he said, well, I don't want to be left out. Fuck it. Took his shirt off. And we posted that video on TikTok, and the hate people were giving John Daly like was beyond me.
Really? For what?
They were hating him for being drunk and shirtless.
I'm that's like, John Daly, though.
I'm just like
this is milieu.
Yeah,
man, this isn't Tiger Woods. You know like, what I'm saying?
If it was like Chris Evans drunk on stage, shirtless, nobody would give a shit. But it was John Daly, you know, the male peak body.
Yeah,
drunk right. on stage. But
smoking cigarettes, drinks Dr. Yeah. Pepper, you know, Diet Dr. Pepper, whatever, no, or whatever. What is it? I can't remember.
Diet Coke.
Oh, it's
he
Diet
drinks
Coke.
25 of those a day is what he says.
Plays golf barefoot sometimes. Like.
Yeah. Which he was talking to. He told the crowd about him beating the hell out of Bob Dylan in golf. He said Bob Dylan couldn't swing a damn golf club. But yeah, it was cool, man. And John, he's a good dude. Like he actually followed our TikTok a few days ago, and we were messaging him on there. He was talking about coming back to Nashville.
I was about to say, yeah. Did he tell you, kind of give you a date range when he's coming back?
He said we need to do it again soon. That's all he said.
Yeah. Does he still golf? Does he?
Yeah, he does like charity stuff.
His son's in the golf now. His son looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, Joe. He's Arkansas guy.
He's a great. He's one of the most down to earth guys. Now we met Dale Earnhardt Jr. And Dale Jr. Was really nice.
Really?
So he, really? He just kind of seems like he became like prickish.
I don't know. No, he was not a prick. He was. Him, John Daly, and Riley Green. They were probably the nicest guys we met.
Riley Green, that's cool. Like, where did you meet Earnhardt and Green at?
So we met Dale Jr. at Tootsie's on the second floor. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. It was after one of the races up in Nashville. He came in. Nice. It was funny. We were on stage. We weren't supposed to play that night. We actually got called in because the other band couldn't play. So we were just sitting there on the second floor. Nobody's really in there. And we see this short guy walk in. And Andy's like, "That guy looks familiar." And I said, "Yeah, he does look familiar." And he walked up to the tip bucket, had a $100 bill. He's like, "Oh, very country." He's like, "Hey, can y'all play a happy birthday to one of my buddies?" And I was like, "I know you." He's like, "Yeah, you know me." And I'm like, "What do your friends call you?" He said, "Oh, they call me Dale." I said, "Yeah, you're Dale Jr." And he's like, "Yeah, I am. Been Dale Jr. since I was born." So we got to talking.
It's a very Dale thing to say.
it was great. He requested like 3 or 4 songs. We were doing Dinosaur, and he was singing it with us. He got on stage and sang it with us.
The Hank Jr. song?
Yeah. Okay. I looked at Andy. I was like, "We're playing Hank Jr. and singing with Dale Jr. The earth's about to explode." And he was my favorite NASCAR driver growing up.
Yeah.
So, and then we met Riley Green down at the Tootsies in Panama City.
Wait, you got to – who is Riley Green?
He's the guy that sings "I Wish Grandpa's Never Died."
I don't listen to a lot of music anymore.
Yeah, When she comes home tonight. I like that. Didn't he play at Lynchburg Fest?
Yeah, he wasn't bad either at Lynchburg Fest.
No, I thought he was pretty – yeah.
He did play at Lynchburg Fest?
I'm pretty sure.
I remember that one.
I'm pretty sure he did.
He played with Justin Moore and
– Justin Moore was down here?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Did he do the cover of the Motley Crue song, Justin Moore?
Justin Moore did "Home Sweet Home."
Yeah, "Home Sweet." Yeah, I thought so.
I think I like that one better than Motley Crue.
I like Motley Crue's better, but I like the way he played tribute, having all the members of Motley Crue come in and Vince Neil getting up there breathing hard, trying to sing.
Still,
Have you met someone that status and you were disappointed with them?
I'm trying to think here. Kelsey Ballerini was in there one night at Dutsies, but like we didn't really speak to him. Oh, you know what? I take that back. I did meet somebody who like shoved me to the side, didn't give a shit. Derrick Henry, the running back from the Titans.
Oh, really?
Now he's on Baltimore. Yeah,
he won't ever get the damn ball.
Yeah. So he was up at Tootsie's one night. And I saw him, and he was walking down the steps, and I was walking down the steps too. And I was like, "Hey, man, can I get a picture?" And he's like, "I ain't doing pictures right now, my guy." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, sorry to bother you." I'm like, "I'm not gonna argue with you. That's a big son of a bitch."
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him.
Professional athletes are different.
Yeah,
they're different.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but. Now, Riley Green was really cool.
We
were at the Panama City Tootsies.
That is freaking
sweet. Yeah. Hey, you got somebody over here saying that waiting you in Panama City.
They what?
Oh, Foxy.
Foxy. Waiting on you in Panama City.
Thank you, Alice.
That's my boy. I love you, Foxy.
That's my aunt. That's my aunt, Alice.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, so the name Gray, definitely, that was a giveaway. That's my aunt. Yes, definitely.
So, Tootsie's, how many places? Is Alice it like a chain? So, it's Nashville, Panama?
So, Tootsie's was one of the first original bars on Broadway.
Yeah.
That's where the people would come from the Ryman Auditorium. They'd walk over there to Tootsie's to get drunk because you couldn't drink over at the Ryman because it's the mother church. So, they would come the Tootsie's in between sets.
They stop Hank Sr.
Yeah.
That's why he got fired from the Opry.
They would go to Tootsie's and get drunk and then come back and finish their set out. So the lady, I don't know how it happened, Tootsie's became up for sale, and the guy that owns it now bought it. And he made a Tootsie's down in Panama City. It was on Pier Park. Now they moved it beside Club La Vila. It was called Spinnaker.
Is La Vila still there?
It's the building is
there. Is it on Second Avenue?
No, it's right on the beach. Right, okay.
Yeah, La Vila used to be the one where they had all the like the WCW events and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. La Vila and Spinnaker, they used to do like a bunch of MTV like spring break party stuff over there.
Yeah. Getting wild.
But then they have the one in Panama, one in Nashville, and then they have one at the airport. As of right now, but now they're talking about.
I've been to the one in the airport. It's actually not bad. Yeah. I mean, for being an airport lounge,
yeah,
it's actually not bad.
Yeah, it's good in there.
Give credit where credit's due.
It's yeah, like the orchid lounge or something like that, right?
Yeah, because Tootsie's favorite flower was the orchid.
Yeah,
yeah, but
what's the PC? Yeah, so you met him, Riley Green. Yeah, PCB. Was that?
He was nice. He came in there. He texted our the head of security and said, "Hey, I'm coming in there," and he went and get VIP. And he said, "Yeah, you got it." Really? So Riley Green was really nice, but his security guys, they were dickheads.
Really?
Like, the posse that was with him, the people that are like, "Oh yeah, we're with Riley Green, you can eat my, you know, all that." He was more nice than they were. They were.
Mr. Lee here said he got kicked out of both of them.
Oh, Lee. Yeah. Lee Toon.
I mean, Charlie Daniels.
I met him in Iraq. He was super nice.
I got it on my phone. I'll show y'all when we get done. I photobombed Charlie Daniels.
I've seen that.
Damn.
Well, I got to meet him in Iraq, and I was like, because I grew up listening to Charlie. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He was some of my favorite songs, some of my favorite albums. And when he came to our little base, Fob Summerall, because he was playing, there was like 40 miles south was called Camp Spiker. And it was big. There was Germans and everybody that was in that country. The Germans was there, and the English and everybody else, and a lot of contractors. But where we were at, dude, it was nothing. And if somebody came there, it was literally just Charlie and his guitar player to help him keep time.
Just picking away.
And he sang songs, and he goes, "Has anybody got any requests?" Because the first thing, "Dad went down to Georgia." And everybody's like, "We're going to play that later." And I yelled out, because I had already stood up and he was signing autographs. I was like a kid. I mean, literally, yeah. I mean, I was kind of starstruck in a way, because this guy grew up on, one of my favorite artists. When I yelled out, "Was it 26?" which is a kind of a deep cut of his, he was like, "There's somebody who's actually listened to a lot of mine." I was like, "Yeah, I know that song."
Yeah. So, of course, my old buddy Toshi. So back when they had Exit 111,
yeah,
I was I took a picture. I was watching Black Label Society, watching Zach Wilde.
Still have not got to see him.
So I'm sitting there and I post a
picture. I saw him with Pantera.
I post this picture and I'm like, "Oh, I'm watching like Zach Wilde. It's pretty crazy." But an hour later, I get a picture of Toshi hanging out with Zach Wilde backstage. I'm like, "You son of a bitch."
Why didn't you invite me back?
Yeah.
You say Pantera.
Yeah, you know, Pantera, you know, they're of course Dimebag and Vinnie Paul are dead, the founders of the band.
Yeah.
Well, they brought in the drummer from Anthrax, I cannot remember his name right now, and Zach Wilde, who was Dimebag's best friend, to play the guitar. And they've been touring around basically the world right now. When they came to Nashville, Jack Daniels had tickets, and they was like, "Oh, I'm getting them tickets." I went and basically harassed Scotty. He was like, "When those tickets come up, I really need to be one of the people to get those tickets."
Yeah.
And I got them. I took my brother. He's never been to a metal concert, but he kind of enjoyed Pantera. He had a great time. It was some band I never heard of before, and they were not good. Then Lamb of God, who I'm a huge fan of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And Pantera. And I was just, as somebody who's more of a metal person, I listen to country, I listen to rap, I listen to this. And if it's good music, it's good music. I don't care, but I'm kind of a metal dude.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're a metal guy, and Lamb of God and Pantera, I was. And Zach was up there just shredding like hell.
I was very impressed at Exit 111 when I saw Killswitch Engage.
I've seen them. They are good.
Now, I do like the Howard Jones Killswitch Engage more than I like the Jesse.
Mm.
But the Jesse version was very good.
Right.
Jesse's the original, so.
Yeah.
What do you cover right now, Lee?
You should cover a metal song just to throw people up.
Well, so that.
Does it change, or what is it? How does it work?
Well, dude, we do it all. Well, back to the Pantera thing. They played a concert in Nashville. a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I was there.
Yes. Yeah, so I didn't. I had no idea who Pantera was.
Really?
I did not know who they were, but their drummer came to Honky Tonk Central.
Yeah, the guy. He's the reason you heard of the band Anthrax, right?
Yeah.
He took Vinnie Paul's spot because, you know, he's dead, yeah. So he can't really play a lot right now.
Yeah.
So he took the drummer from Anthrax is on tour as the Pantera drummer now.
Well, I had no idea who Pantera was or any of that. And so this girl that was working at Kid Rock's bar who knew us, she was like, hey, the drummer from Pantera is here. Y'all should get him up and play with us. And I said, I don't know who the hell he is. Go ahead. So the drummer came up on stage with us and played with us. I had no idea who he was.
He's a good drummer.
It did not enthuse me at all. And I hate to say it because, like, you know, I hate, like, not knowing somebody. But our guitar player is a metalhead. He loves all that divorced dad music.
The what?
I kind of like that.
You never heard that?
What are you talking about?
Y'all never heard that term?
Dude, we're too old for this, man.
Y'all never heard the term divorced dad music?
Lee, you're going to get to a point in your life old enough where you lose touch. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's like...
I start losing touch. So explain this.
Divorced dad music, it's like Blink 182.
Oh, that's not metal. That's not metal.
I mean, I do like Blink 182.
But he likes all... He loves like punk rock. He loves the heavy metal stuff. What was it? Seether? Is that metal?
That's wannabe metal.
I'm not a fan of Seether.
Give me his number. I'll send him some real metal.
Okay, yeah.
So, have you ever seen Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. Not got to see GNR.
So, I watched Guns N' Roses. Actually, me and old Michael Tyree here, we watched Guns N' Roses at Exit 111. I think I was very disappointed.
I didn't know they were Exit 111.
They had a main headliner that Sunday night.
Okay.
I mean, it was okay. Of course, they were like an hour and a half late, like they always are.
Yeah, that's Axl.
Axl, you could tell the cocaine has got to him.
He's fat now. It's awesome.
It was... Listening to him was awful.
You can't hit the high notes anymore?
No. I'll tell you what the best concert that weekend was Alter Bridge.
I don't know them.
Very, very good.
What's your favorite cover? What's, like, your favorite cover song to play? And then what's everyone else's right now?
So, my favorite song ever to sing is Hurricane by Luke Combs. Because that, whenever we were dicking off one night at... Whenever Trump was running for president the first go around, and we were just sitting around, we had that the Trump flag behind us, and we posted a video of us singing Hurricane. This is before we knew how to harmonize, before I knew how to even like pluck a fiddle string. So it got like 8,000 views on it, and I'm like, dang, people like this. So it was that moment where, like, you know, we could try to do something with this. And then we played the Bedford County Fair, and we thought we were done. And a guy come up to us and asked us if we played bars, and then it snowballed into what it is now.
Do you still get a lot of Wagon Wheel?
Dude, every fucking night.
What do you say?
Who did we have
on?
That charged $100 for Wagon Wheel every time.
That was
the guy looked like you.
Scotty.
Yeah, the guy looked like Hastings. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll do Wagon Wheel for $20, but.
$20 or $20.
Well,
I ain't gay, but $20 is $20.
Well, yeah. Every song.
Let me explain it. Yeah, make it make sense.
Every song on Broadway, you charge for it. If people want a request, you charge $20 at the bare minimum.
Right.
But Freebird, Devil Went Down to Georgia, Dick Down in Dallas.
I got that shirt.
Colt 45. Those are all $100 songs. Like
Colt 45.
Yeah, like Colt 45 and Two Zigzags, baby. That's all we need.
I will come to Nashville and I will sing Dick Down in Dallas for free.
Dude. So
you're sicko. You're like, man, singing as much as I do.
Well, I like Last Night by Morgan Wallen. We'd charge a 50 for that one because it gets requested every night.
Which one? Which Morgan Wallen?
Last Night.
Oh, yeah,
That song is the new Wagon Wheel. It is so overplayed.
Have you got to see like Theo Vaughn yet up there?
No, I ain't seen him yet. I've seen Kid Rock. That's probably the closest thing to Theo Vaughn I've seen.
Too bad Brick Hogan's
still
over there.
I've seen Kid Rock a few times.
Brick Hogan used to live in Asheville.
Yeah.
When she was trying to do it, when she went, you know, she was a pop artist and went to go country.
Yeah.
And I got a buddy who lives in Nashville.
You talking about Hulk Hogan's daughter?
Yes. And she's about 19 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, you got to come up to Nashville one of these times. Like, why? He was like, on a weekend, most every night, but on a weekend, because he was a mechanic for a a Volvo dealership, and he kind of worked at bars on the side at night, a couple of nights a week. He goes, Brooke Hogan has to get poured in a cab or an Uber every freaking night. And I was like, what? I never got to see her, but he goes, he sent me videos. Like, he probably wasn't supposed to, but he's like, because he knew it was all, because he knew I was always big into wrestling. He sent me that. And it, I mean, it was straight up her. She's probably 6 foot tall. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
But she goes, I'm like, she is fucked up.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a guy named Brimstone?
No.
He's a wrestler or something like that.
Yeah,
we met him a while back, but I never heard of him.
No. I mean, I'm not as big into it as I used to be.
Yeah. But. He's a cool dude. He has rings on every finger.
You know, Ric Flair, you know, his son-in-law lives like 25 minutes from here.
He lives in Huntsville. He's Cassio.
Conrad.
Conrad.
He's the mortgage guy.
Yeah, Conrad mortgage guy, but he's a wrestling aficionado.
Yes.
Do you have, oh, shit, what's I going to ask you?
A favorite wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't watched wrestling in a long time.
I hadn't watched it either.
We got to get caught up because we got a WrestleMania edition.
We do have a WrestleMania edition, at the end of this month. I have no idea. I'm just going to talk about the old crap because I have no idea about the new. It used to be so good, but now.
They're bringing back the Attitude Era, baby.
Oh, no.
When it was the best. The Rock is a heel again.
I am getting the baby boy. The baby boy, I'm getting an NWO like shirt to wear around.
Oh, boo!
New music, man. New music. You guys Slipknot. Got anything? You guys got anything we coming out?
So we got a few songs that we have them recorded and mastered. We just got to get the ball rolling on. Whenever the whole Bottled Up and Jack thing dies down, I think that's when we're gonna start putting the other music out. We got one called Behind These Mics.
Skillet's good.
And then we got another one called Not Your Type, which is a duet with one of those girls I was telling you about, the Aubrey girl.
Oh, wow.
She's singing that with me. Yeah.
Do you get like already a set list for the Saturday?
No, me and Andy.
How do y'all do it? Do y'all just wing it, man?
So
last time y'all were coming, John's, or no. The last time you were there, I showed up and there was a million people and I left.
Yeah.
But do you remember the time before when I got on stage with you?
Yeah.
Because I was giving you beers.
Yeah.
We were singing Luke Combs. I think it was like a beer never broke my heart.
Yeah. And you brought me that beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, last year I got so drunk, my tongue was green. We were drinking green beer for St. Patrick's Day last year, and I was drinking green beer. And we had to play a show that night in Nashville. My buddy Ryan Farless, we were pretty blasted. We drove up there. On the way there, I put my head out the window going down the interstate and just let her rip all over Andy's Prius. It's just a Picasso of puke all over his.
It's a Prius. It probably improved it.
Yeah.
Andy, you old man.
Yeah. It was bad, dude. So the whole thing with the set list, we do we look at Benji Garland as inspiration for our set list. We just go off the fly. We don't have anything scripted.
Just go with it. Yeah. You're
inspiration.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You are an inspiration.
Benji's been an inspiration for me and my brother since we were little kids.
Yes, man. Yeah.
I remember that night when I got on stage with y'all at Common John's, like I'm walking through the crowd and I'm just hearing ta-da-da!
Yeah,
like, and my wife's like, we can't go nowhere without somebody hollering at you.
You're a famous guy, Tyler.
Man. Come on,
if it works out, I'll be there Saturday.
Yeah,
do you?
Amanda's after my heart. Stone Cold, The Undertaker, Bret Hart.
Dude, so Amanda and Chaney, they drove us to the Carolinas last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh man,
Chaney and Amanda, they were troopers, man.
Bubba, you like a China man?
Yeah.
You know, one time, I'm going to leave it right there.
What? This one time at band camp?
This one time at band camp, I looked at China a little too long. But on the positive note.
Wait. Did you go the one night in China or the back door of China or whatever it was
called? I might have viewed that tape a couple of 20 times. If they ever come up with a Trish Stratus one, though, you'll never see me again.
Good God.
I have a huge forearm.
She was a girl back in the day. Her and old Keebler with them legs.
Oh, yeah. But Trish Stratus, something about her. I'll tell you what.
Talking about?
No.
Look, now we're going off the wrestling dork wars. You may get mad at me.
Hang on, yeah.
Type in Trish Stratus.
Yes.
Okay.
Trish Stratus.
Type in legs behind
her. Legs, put her legs in there. She like 36-inch legs.
Okay, hang on.
WWE. Look, rather.
Okay.
Go that one.
Okay, hang on.
Bam. Trish, get it. Stacey Keebler hot. Don't get me wrong. And them legs were like this long. But type in Trish Stratus. That Canadian chick
2003,
is,
yeah. Dude. Put 03. Yeah, 2003.
Ways I want to die right there.
Yeah, it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Look at, bam. Look at that. Bam. Right there. Nope. You didn't click on the right one.
Oh, wait, which one?
There it is. Look, yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
She looks like if John Cena was a chick.
You take that back. That chick is finer than a frog haircut three ways.
Yeah.
You tell him you don't find her attractive.
No, I mean, like, this is the baggy pants what made me think of.
It's 2003. Yeah, she's a wrestler. Man,
everybody was like baggy.
The shorts.
Yeah, dude, everything was baggy. The shorts went, you know, below your knee.
I was hoping it was a touchscreen.
It's not a touchscreen. Scroll down, Benji.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't kick her out of the bed for eating crackers.
Yeah.
I'd give her more crackers.
Yeah.
But people look at me like I'm weird. The greatest diva of all time is Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, right there with you.
She's been around for a long time. Of course, she's had a little inside.
Yeah.
But she's not.
So have you.
Look, we're dorking out. Shut up.
No, just type in like the old.
She's been around for a long time, man.
Have you seen her
never
now?
I've heard like you just like.
She's just as hot now as she ever was.
Yeah, because she's
been around a lot.
Well, like most of your divas are there for like 5 years and they go away. Stephanie's been around for like 25 years. What? She had her first relationship with Macho Man Savage when she was like 9. It was great.
Like, he's on Epstein's Island's list.
She's married to Triple H.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I mean.
Look at it.
Oh, man. No.
What? You don't find her attractive?
I mean. Giggity.
And you know somebody else looks good at their age? Triple H.
Yeah.
Like, look at
him. He's a good looking man. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's still muscular. He's got the bald head like a good man should.
I mean, I still wasn't trying to fight him.
Nah. He's got a lot of injuries. I think he's
She's no Stephanie, right, Benji?
I mean, yeah.
Stephanie's like,
I gotta worry about this. My wife don't listen. Yeah. She doesn't care anything about any of this. I could be in there talking about, you know, my wife's mom is hot, and she would never know it.
Lee, too, said she's like a witch's kiss.
Who are you talking about, Lee? You talking about Stephanie? See, Andy, he's over Jesus. Andy. You're old.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah.
It's past your bedtime.
Yeah, seriously, shouldn't you be like getting some milk of magnesia and getting ready for bed or something?
Dude, he drank that the other day.
Oh, yeah, it's Lee, Steph. Hey.
He said it made him shit.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah,
so my great-grandpa, when I was a kid, used to be like, wrestling, there's no need for it because all these women. But you would... But you would catch him in his little silk boxers watching the women's match.
Oh yeah, the diva match.
Yeah, the bra and panty matches back from like 2002.
I'll have to look up Witch's Kiss.
Yeah, I know. I'm intrigued now. Yeah.
Lee has told us to look up Witch's Kiss, and we're going to Urban Dictionary looking at Witch's Kiss. If it's not too profane, I'll read it off. A cold wit says, we're not reading that.
Yeah.
But Lee, you're wrong.
We're here, go ahead and look up Lee in the Urban Dictionary.
Look up Lee in the Urban Dictionary.
Have you ever looked your name up on it?
No, I have not.
Yeah, look up your name, Benji. Look all of our names up.
Lee.
You just got to put in Lee.
Oh, look at that.
At least it came up.
It said obituaries.
Put Lee and then Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Watch it be like a Mexican queef or something.
Lee is a hard trying, never give up strong man who takes care of others before he looks at
them. Man, I love that.
Nailed it on the head. You nailed that, man.
You nailed that.
They nailed that one right on the head.
That's not nearly as funny as it should be, though.
No, that is.
Let's look at Benji, you know, Tyler.
Tyler.
That is the best.
Me.
No. You gotta do it every time for some reason.
Oh, gotcha.
You said me.
It's still me. He is so.
Go down.
Scroll
down.
Crackers for life.
Tyler, are hard to put in words. They
possess many great characteristics. Some of those characteristics include being a loving person, a great sense of humor, amazing personality, great looks, and talent. Tyler's the name of someone with great talent, whether it's sports, music, or the fine arts. Overall, everyone wants a Tyler in their life or to be a Tyler.
Is this even Urban Dictionary, or is this like Feel Good?
You realize my name's not Bobo.
Yeah, yeah, but your last name is.
You should be an inexperienced, clueless person.
I mean, I think it's pretty accurate.
That's accurate, yeah. That's accurate, yes.
All right, let's go to old Benji here.
Yeah. Oh, see, I mean, all of this is one that we know is going to come up wrong. Yeah. Bobo in Spanish is like means dumbass. Yeah. But in French, it means attractive man. But no one believes that one. An awesome ass, baller ass, juice god who will get any girl within a 10-mile radius of him. What a fucking legend. That's what it literally says.
He's using a...
Babe. Using the sentence, Hayden, babe, where are you going? Hayden's girlfriend. Sorry.
Sorry, man. Benji's in town.
Sorry, man. Benji's in town. I got to go for a minute.
I couldn't even finish it. I'm sorry.
Go down. There's more if you
It'd be
down.
Longer than a minute, right, Benji?
Yeah.
You at least put top in Jason. Holy crap. Give me
Benji, a curly-haired boy who is funny and weird, loving care.
There it is. What if it came up you got least, Forrest Gump understudy?
You at least have it going. Give me.
All right, I'll give you. I'll give you. Okay. All right, we'll look up Jason.
I mean, seriously, I mean.
But the Bobo thing, I was giving it a shot. I knew that was going to be. Holy
Jason
crap.
Jason's a sarcastic person, but when you get to know him, he will talk and joke around with you. He's a hopeless romantic bullshit. That dude's been alone.
He's a bull.
He calls the woman of that he loves beautiful. I do that. Every morning I send my wife a good morning, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Very professional.
Make sure that the lucky girl has his life, is okay at all times. He tries to be a good guy to everyone and is always trying to clear his past.
Just using a sentence. See that guy right there? That's Jason.
Very prolific right there.
What's the one, like, you used to, like, make it all nasty.
That's pretty interesting.
Urban Dictionary.
I thought Urban Dictionary was the one that you got
you
wrong.
Could, you could. Like, type in Donkey Punch really, to see what happens.
Yeah.
A filthy Ramirez.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Dude, you can go in there and edit. There was one time.
Lee Toon was about to say, y'all about to go down a rabbit hole.
I go there. You can edit without me. I typed in Lynchburg, Tennessee, and it came up with like then it like the next definition. Somebody's like, Lynchburg is a... Dude, I typed in Huntland, Tennessee, and I wrote a diatribe on
it. Andy, I just took my melatonin. I'm about to go to bed.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever took melatonin?
No.
Yes, dude.
No, I haven't. Is it? What's it like?
So,
what's it like?
My experience, when I was on night shift, like my very first... I was on night shift, and I come home the next day, and I couldn't sleep. Well, somebody was like, well, go home, take melatonin when you get off. So I went and bought it. Next night, I work, I come home, I take melatonin, I wake up, and I think about Disneyland. Like, I don't know where I'm at. It's.
Do you remember what you were on when you were on it?
Oh, dude, no, I took it right after I got off work one day, and it just knocked me out. Yeah.
I can't take, like hydros or anything like that. So when I had my surgery back in October.
I don't know why you looked at me like I was.
Dramatic pause.
Did I do the surgery?
I had my surgery.
So they prescribed me, I think it was hydro. No, it was oxy.
Oh, you could have sold them.
Man. I know, I could have.
Yeah.
So I took one.
For money.
Can't talk about it.
I took one. I was in a little pain. I woke up. And I immediately, like, my wife was trying to wake me up. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who my brand new baby boy was. I was like, get the
fuck out. It happens on them big jobs.
Yeah.
You've ever been prescribed Oxycontin?
Yeah, whenever I broke my wrist and I broke my leg.
Yeah, I hope you weren't playing. Were you playing?
Yeah. I was playing. No, I wasn't. No, this was back in high school. Dude. I was playing basketball and football.
I got mine because I was prescribed because I got my sack cut open.
Wrong kind of plan.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, you had that done yet?
Do what?
Wanted to cut your sack open?
No, I had that one yet. I probably should.
It's not as bad as you think. It didn't hurt. The after hurt, but not.
The what is it?
Vasectomy?
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Vasectomy, sorry.
Yeah.
No.
So it was funny because, like,
Did you just come, like, get the surgery and the next day you were back at it?
No,
or what?
I stayed home. I laid in the bed for a week. I wasn't moving.
What? I've heard guys, you know, the women like, oh, yeah, you get it. And then the next day you're back at it.
So it was funny. So I go back to work, and, like, I'm in an elementary school, and everybody's like, where were you at last week? I'm like, I had surgery. They're like, what surgery? What happened? And, of course, like, I feel like it's inappropriate to tell them what happened. So I'm
nah,
like,
hell no.
I'm like, my leg right here. I got
they're elementary kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Everybody.
Then maybe the teacher's like, oh, I had a vasectomy. But
no, I didn't.
You don't want to tell a fourth grader. Like,
it's all, it was all like,
I should have known what your dad did 2 years before you was born.
Oh. No,
like, the whole experience was funny because I was on two.
Not what I would describe
the whole. Well, I was on some pills before I got there. They prescribed me. And I just remember, like, I'm laying there, and the guy's like, oh, he's fiddling with, you know, my parts. And he goes, oh, my bad. And he starts laughing. He's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm like.
But not the time to play.
Well, I thought it was funny because I was high. Then I had, like, no my wife way, had to, like, carry me out.
I don't think, no.
I have no filter. I'd probably been like, yeah, I got it on
Chaney
my
was
sack.
Good after 4 days. A bag of frozen peas worked in with 400 friends.
What'd Chaney say?
No, it was Amanda. She was like, Chaney was good for, after 4 days. A bag of frozen peas worked. I just don't think I want to have that done.
Frozen peas
it
on the peas.
It wasn't as bad
huh?
as you think it was.
What like, see, Steph's like, after the baby, she's like, yeah, you going to go get that done? And I'm like, I don't know. What about so, we want to have a, you know, what yeah. about we want to have a Benny Jr.? You know what I'm saying?
We need a
like,
Benny Jr.
We need a Benny Jr.
So my buddy, he sent me a picture one time of his. I won't throw his name under, but his name's Justin Smith. He sent me a picture. I just started working.
Like a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
I do that with all my friends, too, but so, I didn't have the surgery. I was just showing pictures
so
of that.
So I'm sitting here like, I
damn,
just
that's
started.
Some brotherly
just,
love right
I just
there.
Started,
that's some brotherly love.
No. I just started okay. my the current I, job
you,
that I work
you
at.
You don't have to explain
no,
it.
No. I just started this job, like, working at the place I work now. Like it's been like 9 years ago now, so it's statute of limitations. We're good. So I'm sitting there at home, and I get this picture from a random number, and I'm like, who in the – like, I look at it, and I'm like, Kayla, does that look like an infected, like, nutsack to you? She's like,
it's a cut maybe? Piece of bubble gum.
And then, and finally, I'm like, who is this? He's like, oh, it's Smitty. I just got a vasectomy, and it didn't work out so well. I'm like, oh. Ooh. But then we've been friends ever since.
So. I'm so glad I'm not y'all's friend, man.
How long was he out? How long was he out for? Well, I'm just curious about
he
it now.
Got
let's
his,
go
he got
with
his,
it.
And I'm pretty sure he went to London's that night and went and sang karaoke.
So. That's probably a big part of the problem.
Probably, yeah. He's probably at one of your shows, dude. That's how popular, you know, that's how much people love you, man. You know what I'm
actually,
saying? They'll go,
I'm
they'll
get
go
with,
rip a nutsack for
I
you.
I am
going
to get with
saying?
Smitty, and I'm going to get him to come to Common John Saturday night, and I will let you meet yeah. Smitty.
I'm going to be thinking
and
about the
testicles.
Scar on the sack.
Now, he's like a lawyer now or something.
I mean, the scar is still there, Tyler, no matter what he does.
Mine is. I'll show you later.
So I'll see right now.
So after you got it done, was there any like hanky panky with the wife or
no? Like like if you move, it hurts.
Pussy. Oh, sorry.
We'll edit that out.
No, we won't. Hold on. Wait, let's see if I can. Hold on. Yeah, say it again. It. 1, 2, 3. I messed it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a
stupid son of a. I hate this show.
Do you know where that's coming from?
No, I do not know.
Like or comment if you know what that's from, please. Yes.
That's Joel Osteen's opening.
Chaney,
it would literally take like a little ice cube because it's that small.
It would take two bags.
Chaney, I hate you. I really do.
So I was laying in bed and like the middle child, she doesn't know when to just calm down, and she come running in there one day and just like
did a tumble mat
just tumble and like foot just went and I just went.
Well, the thing about it, you probably it happens more often than you think. Like when I had my shoulder surgery, my kids decided to start wanting to wrestle more than and they're like, dude, I can't lift my arm above my head, much less wrestle you, and they didn't care.
So your nurse
whoa,
done that.
Whoa,
for you. I had to do
whoa,
that
read.
Before I went.
Read what he says. Read what it says.
Is it the nurse had to shave me and it's cold in those rooms, bro? Mine was very comfortable, and I just remember like laying there high as a kite, and some lady just sitting there rubbing a bunch of iodine, just like with a paintbrush, just
yeah. I said, slow down, baby. Yeah.
What does a diamond in a black circle mean?
Maybe a caution where we're going with this. Yeah.
Andy speaks.
Yeah.
Well, he's on melatonin right now.
He is on melatonin.
I know what he is. Andy's sending old man emojis. Yeah. He's not really sure what he's sending. He's just like, buttons, get these whippersnappers.
This is inappropriate.
They might get on my lawn later. I better yell at them.
Inappropriate for the internet.
Andy, how are you so much younger than me, but you act so much older?
Have you seen the pregnant boy emojis?
What? No, you're lying.
No, you know what I'm talking
about. Andy, pull up a pregnant boy emoji.
Show us one of those. No.
Did they take a picture of me?
Is this just a fat dude?
No.
Pregnant?
Emoji. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
I've never heard of him.
There's a pregnant one. Oh my!
That's God. A fat dude.
Yeah, he's fat.
That's my uncle with a beer gut.
That's John Daly.
That's John Daly emoji. Put the gray hair on him and long hair. Dude, the comments on that video was crazy. Somebody said, "People I didn't want to see naked for 200." Alex.
I mean, I would probably show up if they told me John Daly was our shirtless or not.
And then that'd be awesome.
Dude, somebody, I would have wanted to see
it. It'd be better if he was shirtless.
That just tells you about the atmosphere and how fun you guys make it, though.
If somehow John sees this, send me a picture of you shirtless.
Dude, somebody commented said he looked like a beanbag.
Man. But people can be mean, you know. I'm not going to sit here and be a saint. I'll be watching Squidbillies at home and get on Insta.
That's the greatest.
And I'll troll. And I just troll on Insta and I just start laughing and arguing with people, okay? I mean, that's just.
I'll find something. I've been on Twitter.
And just start dying laughing. This is what I like to do. I like to go on Insta and, like, when everyone agrees on, like, political stuff is the best stuff. And you just, in the comments, disagree with everybody.
Yeah.
And you just get so many people riled up. But you get a bunch of likes and you get push to the top of the messages, and you just keep going with it because
it's causing that thread to get more and more traction,
right?
More debate.
And I'm just sitting there dying laughing, you know, having a beer and just dying laughing with
having
everybody.
A good time.
What is this about you being in Daisy Dukes in the bank?
Fuck you, Cheney.
I kind of want to see that.
Were they Daisy Dukes or Pappy Dukes?
Okay, so me and Andy, we had just got off work at 9 in the morning. Chaney and Amanda came. So Andy's house is about 10 minutes away from UPS. So Chaney and Amanda meet us at Andy's house around 9 o'clock. I forgot to pack a change of clothes. All I had was my stage clothes and my boots. So Andy has these chubbies to wear. Andy wears them at the beach.
What are chubbies?
They're like shorts for pretty boys.
Something
that me and Andy are not.
So old man Andy's wearing pretty boy shorts.
Keep going.
Short those are, but these are like so you're beige tight. They wasn't no crazy design or nothing, but I was wearing those because I mean we're gonna be in a car ride for about 6 hours, so I wanted to be like comfortable. I didn't want to wear blue jeans. So I was wearing shorts, and I had to get. So we stopped at the bank so I could make a deposit at Send, and I walk in there with these short shorts on. I felt so weird, and I felt the old lady at the front was like staring like at my legs. I said, "If these shorts get any more," I told her straight up, "said if these get any more short, you're gonna see a piece of chewed up bubble gum in a minute." She was like, "Oh Lord!"
Should have gave her a kiss.
I think she wanted one, but I felt so weird, dude.
What do you mean? Just
because I'm used to wearing like baggy shorts. I'm used to wearing like Columbia shorts, not chubbies.
Nothing tight like that.
I just felt weird. I was like, I'm sitting down. I'm pretty sure I'm chafing by sitting down.
Ooh. I've never wore some chubs before, but
I never heard of them till today.
Dude, they suck.
We're old school. We wear the shorts.
I wear
below
board
the
shorts,
knees,
dude. I'm old
caps,
as piss.
You know what I'm saying?
I got basketball shorts. Yeah.
Well, you got
in about 2 more weeks. That's all you're going
to
wear.
Almost warm tonight, but I'm on
with
I'm
that
on
damn there. Orange coat on. Man.
So before I left to go to the facility, UPS. You don't work there anymore, right?
No, I'm still there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we usually play on the weekends. I'm there during the week.
I told myself I would not give up that job until we started touring. Like, if we ever became, like, opening acts for somebody.
That's a very good – that's gold. That's
smart.
Man.
I mean, I know people call it, I have faith, but you got to be smart in a certain extent.
Like, I saw Hardy. He did an interview. He said, don't have a backup plan. That is the dumbest advice to give somebody. Like, to an extent, like –
yeah, because of that chick with a nice ass hadn't been on his video, no one knew who the hell he was.
Yeah.
Which one are we talking about? The one with the...
Yeah, Lainey Wilson or whatever, with that dump truck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I...
She's got dumped like a truck.
I think it's a happy medium is what it is.
No, no, she's got a dump.
I mean,
I know that's what you were thinking about. I was like, man, you're thinking really well. Like,
I'm trying to think what I'm going to say, but then Bubba's got this image in my head.
Well, I mean, as far as like the dream that you want to do.
Right, yeah.
And as far as like thinking realistically.
Like reality. Yeah, like reality. What? But that's the beauty of it. I mean, that reality is freaking, you get full time and something like that. That's freaking sweet, man.
Yeah, UPS is a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's people there, they've retired at like 50, 55 years old. Man. They started like when they got out of high school. You can do it, but.
What do you do there?
I load the trucks.
Okay.
Technically, I'm considered unload. Like, I'll unload the 18 wheelers and throw them onto the belt.
Gotcha. Mm.
So, you still get to keep the beard and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to wear the attire and all that?
Do you wear the short shorts?
Yeah, yeah.
No. So when you work preload, like everybody in there, we look homeless. We wear basketball shorts or
just comfy clothes.
Wife beaters, yeah.
Is your brother with you too?
Andy will do it someday. Like, Andy's he's a covered driver. So whenever a driver calls out of work, he'll drive too because he's high up on the seniority list. So.
It's because he looks like an old man.
Yeah.
They think he's been there 35 years.
Yeah.
They think he's the boss.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good boss taking over when people leave.
Like, that's Mr. UPS right there. Yeah.
He founded that station there 87 years ago.
Chaney said, thongs for your balls when you sat down. Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's call it a jock strap.
Andy said, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the game. We're just, yeah, man. My man.
I'll send you the video. So what video are we talking about?
You with, I guess, the booty shorts.
Oh, shit. I forgot he videoed me. Yeah, I looked weird. Just a little like,
send it to the
Facebook. Look, you know, old people can't figure out how to work phones properly.
Yeah.
He's got a video of himself laughing at you. Like,
does he have a flip
phone? With his thumb over something.
Yeah, dude.
Is he good at taking pictures?
Andy?
Yeah.
I mean, he did a pretty good job. You can see my little beanie weenie on the
old veiny sausage.
Yeah, you can see that.
I couldn't find a job. I hate you, Chaney. I really do.
For Bobo.
So we have a gig. We're playing in Gatlinburg, April 5th and 6th. Chaney and Amanda said they're going to come up there.
Ooh, man, where at? You know?
Old Red.
Old Red.
Blake Shelton's bar.
Hey, go to the midget wrestling while you're there.
I want
bring a midget back for me.
Is there going to be midget wrestling up there?
They're micro wrestling is in
Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge.
There's a whole TV show about
it.
Yes. Bring Pinky Shortcake.
Yeah.
I'll put him in my pocket and bring him back.
Oh, I'll bring Psycho back. I'll fight his ass. I don't care.
I don't know. He looks pretty rough.
Yeah, he's Psycho, but he's still only 4 foot tall.
But.
And 96 pounds.
True.
I've taken dumps bigger than him.
Damn.
The Pinky.
But there is a whole show on like
Discovery Channel. Yeah. It was 6 weeks long. Literally, it's about the micro wrestling and leading up to what they call Micro Fest. I'm going next year.
We were talking about it, the empty cans.
Yeah.
From Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Didn't they do a lot of midget wrestling?
They did a lot of weird stuff up there.
They had Big Smo on. That's weird enough.
Yeah.
Didn't they put a donkey in there?
That's Tijuana.
They're doing like donkey shows, like Clerks 2.
What? No. Have you seen that?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. It's, I made that up. Maybe I'm just because of the trailer, donkey
like,
goes in.
They did a lot of weird things in there. Like, I went in there one time. And I'm certain, like, if you watch the episode where Big Smo was there, where it's like a $5 booby show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm certain you could go in there and get it.
Dude, yeah. Big Smo, he did like a little tour around here when he was, I guess he was like coming off the music thing. He played at
Tammy's in Fayetteville. He played at the Hitchin Post in Shelbyville.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, Big Smo's playing at these little dive bars. I'm like, damn. It was pretty cheap to get in. It was like $30 a ticket. So, I mean, I don't know.
It's not Big Smo no more.
No, he's Smo now.
Yeah, he's Smo.
I will say.
He's got his.
I'm going to fight Chaney.
He's got.
Next time I see Chaney, we're fighting. Just know, as the gangsters say, it's on site. It's on site.
But he does look pretty good. I mean,
screw him. I don't like him as a human. I don't care. I don't like him as a human.
Smo.
Yeah. Look, you can say all, but when you sit here and you say some of the BS that comes spewing forth out of his diarrhea cavern, I cannot. I went silent while he was here because I was like, if I say anything, one of us is going to have to fucking go. Yeah, I did. I quit talking.
Yeah.
Because if I quit talking, that means I'm ready to. If I'm talking with you, talking back and forth, I'm still playing. But I may get my ass whooped. If I go quiet, we're getting ready to fight. You were about 2 seconds out.
All right. Bobo's still talking, so I'm good.
Yeah. I want to say this. I'm not going to mention name, but we're going to lock eyes. So that one person that came on, did you ever get silent?
Which, yeah. Smo.
Just keep thinking. I wasn't here.
Man, I don't know. You talk all the time, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh well, no, that was different.
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
he just had a crap really bad that night.
Jason
probably.
Is a national treasure. He was in that movie, wasn't he?
Nicolas Cage found.
What are
Jason
you doing? Bobo. What are you doing? Go to bed.
No, that lady knows I'm a national treasure. Your wife knows I'm a national treasure.
She's
so,
probably thinking, "Where is Benji at?"
Dude, I remember when y'all got.
You're not
together.
Angry face your wife.
Oh, my.
She is a pregnant
man.
Doll.
So guys, everything. If you go, hang on, I'll show y'all something. This hilarious.
I'm scared.
Now, what were you saying, Lee?
I said, I remember when y'all first got together.
Yeah,
before y'all started
being married.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I met her. I was like, I thought she was like some like intern Benji had like got there or something. And then, it was the night that Rex came.
Oh, you have to be a friend. Oh, yeah. But I like angry
face. You're not friends with your wife?
You're not friends with your wife?
No, it's hanging out in the Hall of Posts right now. If I change it, then we'll lose the feed. Oh. So, yeah. But I angry face all her posts.
Do you remember the night that she showed up and she was there? And she
it was with Sexy Rexy. We had a podcast with him at the cabin. This is when we were just doing it. Podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Sexy.
Hey man, he is a sexy son of a bitch.
I muted myself.
No, I gotta take
it. We're good. Let's just get into it.
You and me and you, y'all need to go take a piss. Tyler and I can do this stuff.
Okay, yeah. So,
you know, I just now realized that. Awesome shirt you have on.
Yeah, Boats and Hoes.
Yeah.
The girl at the liquor store loved it.
Oh, shit.
She's like, that's awesome.
So the last time I seen Sexy Rexy, it was a telehome at a football game.
What?
I thought you were in the bathroom.
Not me, no.
So no. He came up to me. He was like, he kept calling
two.
Me Fuzzy. And I'm like.
The coach.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think you. I'm like, are you drunk now?
He was, dude, that was fun. But you know, we had his show, and Steph had actually beat me to my house, and she walked in. You know, I think she had the keys and everything, so she walked in and everything, and she just waiting to do the show and everything. And then I'm still late. Tyler's the second.
You're
person.
Late.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So and then Tyler is like the second person to walk in. I think, aren't you?
Something isn't like that. How, I was that, like, who is?
I'm
like,
I wasn't there, was I? I don't think I was there.
I don't
there.
Remember. Yeah. I just thought that maybe she came with Rex. I was.
She said, that's a lie. He also told his entire family that I was some super fan, that he was gracious enough to let into his home to watch him in his podcast. Element.
I believe it.
That is fantastic.
He probably still tells people that.
She pisses me off. I'm about to leave this comment. I'm about to
believe
you
that.
You can't do that. Jeez.
No.
You can suspend her.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Maybe I did say that. I can't remember what I said. Well, because I remember people in my family were screenshotting the, I think the ad that we put out, and they were like, who's this girl and everything? Who's this girl on the show and everything? And I was like, well, that was, maybe I did tell them that. Maybe coming back. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's been a while.
I just remember it was a very funny night. And then I got married.
Yeah.
I remember when I told Kayla, I was like, hey, Benji's getting married. And she was like, bullshit. She was like, bullshit.
Really?
Like,
no. She didn't believe it?
No.
Oh, man. See, no one really did.
What about you over there, old Lee? What?
Hover
when
boy?
When you heard Benji was getting married, was you like, bullshit?
Hey, am I muted right now?
No.
All right, here, hold on.
The hell? 10% rule. 10% rule.
Oh, there we go.
Man, so we got these.
No, when I first met her, I was like, who is this chick? I'm like, you ever seen that movie, She's Out of Your League?
Yeah.
That's what I immediately thought when she said it. I heard him on the podcast. He's fine as hell. I'm like, damn, all right, Benji. Yeah. That's why Benji's been single for so long. He's been holding out for the herd.
All of a sudden, like you get on Facebook and her and Benji's up in like North Carolina somewhere doing podcasts at a brewery together.
Oh, yeah, it was in Kentucky. Yeah, man, we did that one.
Didn't tell none of his homies at all, did he?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, dude, I remember.
If we wanted to take a trip, it was in Hopkinsville.
I do remember when y'all got when it posted y'all were married. I'm like, holy shit, that was quick. How long were y'all together before y'all got married?
8 months. I figured it out. I was like, man, I'm not wet. You know, some people have different opinions of it. Some wait for a couple of years.
I was so upset when you told me the wedding day, because it's the same night or weekend that I had to take my buddy out for his bachelor party.
Yeah. None of y'all came.
I wasn't able to. Yeah. There was something going on.
No, dude, you just told me straight up no.
Okay.
You asked if there was barbecue there, and you said, I said no, and you said, I'm not coming.
At least I'm honest.
There was something I can't remember. I can't remember what it was.
I was very upset that I couldn't go.
I would have gone.
It was something quick, you know, but we were just.
That was
the
honeymoon. That was the honeymoon. Quick.
Yeah. We went to Mexico. That was fun.
Was that when we same time we were in Mexico?
Maybe it was.
You were in Cancun and we
Cancun,
were in
Cancun. Yeah,
we were in Cozumel and Costa Maya.
Yeah.
I do have no desire to go to Mexico.
It's very fun.
I'm not a fan of diarrhea.
No. So you drink
or beheaded.
No. The cartels have your back. They're not going to let anybody take you because you're spending money at their resort.
Yeah, but at one time, the cartels stayed out of those areas.
No, they own them now. It's all there. Yeah. Like,
I'm not for sure. I don't know if I... It's just the beach is not my thing. I don't like
the beach either. I like beer.
There was this... There's the thing. Whiskey. There was this... I do enjoy waking up in the morning, going and getting a really good breakfast and a mimosas, and they just keep pouring with a mimosas and then añejo tequila, a couple shots of that starting the morning off. I mean, you can't... That was so... That was amazing.
I've already gave my experience on the whole.
Yeah, it's people who said they've never been.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Try it.
Like, try it once.
Have you been
try
to Mexico?
Once. Yeah. Have you been?
I've never been.
So I'll tell you. I told the a couple of episodes ago. So we're on a cruise and we get to Cozumel and we do this dolphin excursion, which my wife has to do. It's like $80 a person, and I was like, I absolutely hated it. I didn't want to do it. But the guy was like, no, you booked it, free drinks and food when you get done. So, of course, like my wife, I was like, this is where we're going to make our money back. I drink about 10 to 12 pina coladas or whatever this guy was making me, which in Mexico, they pour them very strong because they want a good tip.
Yeah.
I remember leaving the restaurant / dolphin excursion thing, getting in this crazy taxi that I thought I was going to die in, and then buying what I thought was Mexican tequila for $80 and ended up being a coconut liqueur, which I still have. It's delicious.
Good stuff?
Yeah. I still have half a bottle.
Man, he got ripped off.
Yeah, you did.
But in my mind, I didn't.
No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was crazy is we were asking them because we collect playing cards. We're like, can we get some playing cards, you know? The guy was like, I don't have any in the store right now, but I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I'm certain he went and stole some and came back and tried to sell them to me for $40. We settled on $10. But
what are you saying?
We dated 6 months, then got married. This year will be 25. Met in April and married in October 9.
Oh, I thought that was Deb Stephanie for a second.
I first read it. Yeah.
No. I guess I need to start reading the daggum.
Yeah, Amanda Fanning.
The names.
Andy.
Am I the only person that dated a long time?
I dated for 2.5 years.
Oh, that's not long.
Oh, how long did you date?
About 6, 5.5.
Did you finally get her drunk 6. Enough to say yes?
Well, I mean, how else are you supposed to get a girl to date you and say yes to me?
What about you? You got a honeymoon plan, anything, you know, in your...
6, 5 years.
Or no?
I played.
Were you married? Were you married? Well, you know, is marriage like a thing? We don't get
When I find the right one, I'd love to get married one day.
You find the right one, he's going to be handsome.
Yeah. I quit drinking Bud Light.
I never started drinking Bud Light, so it's all right.
Bud Light is garbage.
I don't like
it. I knew it was gay long before that.
I didn't care about the gay. I didn't like headaches.
Yeah, no, I've always been a Miller or Michelob guy.
You know, that champagne and beer.
I got that high life, man.
I drink it or PBR.
Man, PBR, no. That's what I like. They stay out of politics. They stay in the back of the fridge, and nobody freaking touches them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about it.
I like the high life, but I like the ponies the best.
Oh, dude, you feel like a giant drinking them. Feel like Andre the Giant slamming down beers. Mm-hmm. I could drink 1,000 of these.
Do you guys remember back when we had the...
We dated 4 years.
It was the Big Ben golf excursion.
Oh, dude, that was fun.
That was fun, man.
We got hammered at like 9 a.m.
I remember walking in, and there's a big ball of Fireball, which I do.
Oh, yes, dude. One hot dog, too. I remember there was one hot dog. I think you ate it.
Yeah, I was hungry, man.
There's a seating view, and I don't do Fireball. I just remember walking in, and Benji looks at this ball of Fireball. He goes, "Is this Fireball for everybody?"
No, I said that.
Was it you? Okay.
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, is this Fireball for anybody?" She was like, "It's right there. Go get it."
She said, and I think y'all gave her like $20 and just kept taking shots.
Yeah.
I'm over here like,
ugh. Yeah, me and Benji did like 3 or 4 shots and we were ready to go.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Man, I remember I had a strong putting game that game.
Oh, you think you did?
Dude, the best hit that I had that whole game, it hit the skinniest tree right in front of me.
Who went with us? It was us three and somebody else. Zach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Zach. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Zach. The Marine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember him now. I thought Zach Holcomb. I was like, nah, he wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Zach said he dated 4 years. But that golfing, man, we've got to get, like, some teams together.
Yeah, so you gotta go back and do it again.
I want to, because I know Donnie's been wanting to come. We gotta get like a couple teams out there.
You know what's really cool?
It'd be fun as hell to get some of us out there.
Have you ever been to the detention in Morrison, the big arcade thing?
That place is badass.
They have got a golf
simulator. The what?
The detention. They've got a golf simulator.
Hello? Hey, I'm on the podcast, you idiot. You want to say hey to everybody? Hey, Andy, say hey to everybody.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Andy, shouldn't you be watching Matlock getting ready to go to bed?
He's probably just like, Lee, come on, get your ass in bed. Where are you at?
I just want to say thanks for the invite, first and foremost.
We didn't think that you'd stay up past 7:30, so.
I may act like an old man with my old spectacle glasses, but I can hang with you, Bobo.
You can hang from my nuts. That's about it. Sorry, that was not called for.
it's all good. I've been watching the whole show, and
we appreciate it, man.
Y'all got a good thing going.
I appreciate it, man. We love you guys, and we love the video, man. The video is awesome, and we can't wait for the new stuff to be coming out. And the new videos. I can't wait to see even new videos of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is going to be awesome.
I'm taking I'm going to the eye doctor tomorrow, and I'm getting new frames, okay?
Are you getting bifocals?
All your prescriptions?
Hell yeah, man! You've got to tag us in it, man. We want to see it. We've got to see it, dude. We've got to be a judge of this, and we're trying to watch out for you, brother, because we love you.
I'm gonna get 21st century frames. That way.
Oh.
Hell no, nah, dude. Get like the 16th century glasses. Get the little one.
Get the Ben Franklin.
Get one monocle.
Get
a monocle. Yeah,
get the Mr. Monopoly shit. Yeah,
with a little chain or whatever.
Yeah.
Since this video has come out, I've been called Tommy Huffer, my father, more times than I can count.
Well, yeah, dude. You're
an old man, so we're going to fix that.
You came from his loins.
So new.
We're going to fix that, all right? But
hey, Andy, this is the Lee Huffer episode, not the Andy Huffer episode.
It sounds like we hit the wrong one on.
Yeah.
Hey, I will say, the first time we ever had you two on, Andy was the first one, and Andy held that show out the longest.
Oh, dude, remember that? I was late.
You were about 2.5 hours late.
I was late as
yeah,
shit.
And Andy held that show together. Yeah. It was the Andy Huffer show the first time around. You came in. I think I don't know if you were there. I don't think I asked you. This was like the 30th-ish episode.
No, that was early.
This was an early episode.
It was right before I came on as actually.
I was about to say yes, and I was just and me and Andy. It had been 2 hours.
Yeah, I'll
and
talk,
you were
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm coming. Andy's like, screw it, let's do it.
Do you remember the time we waited on him and waited on him? He's like, I'm on the way, and like 3 hours later, he finally shows up.
Yeah,
and it was that night
y'all had that party out there, and all the Indians were there from Jiffy.
Oh yeah,
and they brought all that awesome food and everything.
Yeah,
I had curry
in my fridge for like 2 weeks because we were loaded down.
It was still at Jiffy in the back freezer, and they were like, take it.
Yeah.
We don't want it. So I would just go in the back and just take it.
Yeah, they're like, we're taking Hitler. You got it. Yeah.
They called you Hitler.
They called me and Andy Hitler. I don't know why.
I mean, hang on.
We got that nickname when we were like sixth grade when they first met us. I don't even know why.
They immediately was like, look at these little Hitler boys walking in here.
Yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes. Look at the little Hitler.
You can ask anybody that's close to me and Lee. I am the brains of the operation.
Oh, I believe it 100%.
Yeah. So, I'm just here to have a good time.
Hey, you got to have one.
I call in.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Gentlemen, later. I'll be looking for you, Bobo, all right?
Hey, Andy, you going to be at work in the morning?
I ain't hard to find, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'll be driving a truck tomorrow.
Nah.
All right, good night. Sleep tight.
See you, Andy. It's way past your bedtime.
Yeah. Man, he's going to be struggling in the morning.
Oh, man.
He's going to be grumpy in the morning.
Too. I got to get up early.
He's staying up.
Is that the rule?
He's staying up late.
Little Geritol.
We're going to have a.
This was
part two of this one.
Man, yeah. I knew.
It was a long one the first time.
Yeah. The first time we did it, I think it was almost 3 hours. It was up there with yours, and then I think Block has the longest time out of everybody. Block went over 3 hours.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Block. And it was, well, I mean, I remember us taking pee breaks. Like, I was like, can I pause? I got to go back. And then he'd be like, can I go back? But it was just me and him back and forth with each other. But, I mean, you two... Yeah. Definitely, yeah. You and your brother. Yeah. I mean, you came in and added that extra for it, but yeah.
We could have a whole episode talking about Pep Club. We could have had that.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah. We could have gone back to those
before
days.
Before we adjourn here, question.
Yeah,
answer.
Let's do it.
If you wake up tomorrow and you lose your ability to sing and play guitar, would you be happy where you're at right now with your music career or where it went?
So that's a tricky question. So like my whole mentality on anything that I've ever done is be grateful, but don't be satisfied.
Gotcha.
So, I'm happy and I'm definitely humbled and proud of what we've done the past 5 years that we've been doing it.
Did you ever think you'd be where you're at now?
No. See, I thought we'd just be a typical, like, weekend cover band playing at little hole-in-the-wall bars. And I never thought we'd play at a bar on Broadway in Nashville or Panama City.
Yeah,
third
right,
floor.
Right,
so,
right,
like,
right.
We're playing in Texas the end of this month. We played in the Carolinas last week. So, I mean, like, we're traveling a lot, and I'm very grateful for it. But, like, it's one of those things where I'm happy. But I'm not satisfied.
Gotcha.
You still got the journey to go. Still got a journey.
Yeah. And, you know, I think this is one of those things, like, I don't think you'll ever be satisfied with it. You'll always be happy about it. But, like, I feel there's so many, like, barriers to break.
It's limitless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As music is one of those things where you're learning every day. Music is one of the things you will never learn the whole concept of it.
Exactly.
But
thank you, brother. Well, we love you. And yeah, Lee Huffer.
I cannot believe y'all replaced me with this asshole right here.
I'm just kidding. Anytime, we'll definitely have you back to keep you updated. You know, updated for sure. We come back got home, so here, much.
Yeah,
come back home. Yeah. See us again. I know you're busy out on the road and everything, but we'd love to have you, man. If you're in Nashville, want to go to Nashville this weekend, have something to do, go see him Friday, Saturday.
Saturday.
If you can't make it there, you'll be at Common John's this weekend as well.
I plan on being at Common John's Saturday.
You do this. So. Do this. Do the times.
Oh, dude, you're doing a great job.
All right, what is that?
5 to 8.
5 to 8 at Common John's for all you locals. Hey. Want to go to Nashville.
Come in Common John's with my 10. Hat.
Bring the hat. Yeah.
From 10 hat. To close. Friday, Saturday.
We'll be selling the hats. We'll be selling the shirts and
you've
the koozies.
You've got to get these hats, dude. I'm wearing this hat
now. Oh, yeah.
Now.
My I've wife's going to hate this hat, but yes. I'm
going to wear it. Oh, dude. I'm walking into school with this hat on. It's not even hat day tomorrow.
Well, you had koozies? You didn't bring one of them?
Yeah.
I collect koozies.
I looked in my truck to see if I had any. I forgot them.
I like the hat. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. Yeah. I collect koozies.
Hey, next time I'm here, I'll hook you up.
On TikTok, the Huffer Brothers. Is that what it's called?
Our Instagram. Facebook, TikTok, everything's the same thing.
Follow them, like them, guys. All right, share this. Share all their stuff. It's freaking, they're so freaking amazing and entertaining. Lee Huffer, everybody. Thanks so much,
brother.
Thank
y'all so much. Had a great time.
Woo!